here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Don't tell me they're just letting the audience stand out there like that. Oh my God, okay. Let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing?
What are you, fucking retarded?
Let me see. Oh, my pants are too short. I grew. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay. Okay, thanks.
Holy fellas. Don't move. Let's get real, real going.
Out of a bag to pass. He's got a man open the end zone. Joe Archer. The pass is there. And he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Archer's fault.
This is Fina, and I live to please my husband.
What are you looking for? MoviePoopShoot.com.
Poopshoot. Yeah.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs. Sad, pathetic little bastards living in their parents' basements, downloading scripts and what they think is inside information about movies and actors they claim to despise yet can't stop discussing.
Our Playbook phone poll this week was, would you like to see the Redskins play Dallas in the first game of the playoffs? The overwhelming response was yes. 76% of you said we would like to see the Skins play Dallas. Only 24% said no. Now the burning question, do you or don't you like Don and Mike? Apparently these guys have sent you hundreds of flowers over the last couple of weeks. What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
You don't like them?
Oh, my.
Why? Any particular reason?
No reason.
Have you gotten the flowers?
Yes.
Are they nice?
A wife and George.
Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to them.
All right.
You have to be smart to be an offensive lineman, Joe, just proved
it. You're right. No comment is basically it. Thanks for being on the show with us, as always.
Thank you.
Charlie Cassidy, thank you. Christine Brennan, appreciate you watching. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tonight on the 10 o'clock news and again next Monday night right here for Red Sox. Come on.
From the Baker Science Building.
Great.
Hey, what that dang old internet, man? You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.doncom. Me, you got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
What's going on with you? That's no God shit. I've sent your mother very much.
It's not an old God. God is dead.
Who said that?
Mitch. He's a 19th century philosopher from Germany. Anyway, that's why I'm not getting confirmed.
Enough with that, all right? The cops mission's coming up this week, and you are getting confirmed.
That sucks my nuts.
Very good. Got a lot of balls, you know that? You go to Catholic school, and your mother wants it.
Yeah, what does she know?
She knows that even if God is dead, you're still gonna kiss his ass. Hey!
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to them, man.
welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they come.
A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Loud Satellite Dish, and all the ships at sea. Hey, they can fix any dent for $300.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey. Hey, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike showed up with us on this Tuesday, November 4th. Here's your phone number from anywhere in America. November? February.
What did I say November?
I said November. And I mean, you know, either side of it, but no.
I don't know.
You must have November on the brain today. February. February. Sorry about that.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number.
You want turkey?
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you. Thanks for forcing that in, Buzz. And hi, and welcome to the show. Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't even notice.
I got it written down. I mean, I write it down every day. And,
yeah. Well, a
big Sharpie.
You'd be fine if people would just leave you alone.
I know that, Mike. My friends do.
Yeah, right.
hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
How you doing, man?
Hey, we're doing great.
How are you, Mike?
Oh, I'm all right.
Hey, man. I just wanted to know, my friend of mine, he might be finding out he got a VD today.
Really? And, where are you calling from?
From Philly.
Is your friend's first name Tim? Last name Sabian?
No, but I think he has VDs, too.
Do you hear this sound a lot as he's compulsively trimming his beard? Tim, you never know.
Takes his mind off the clap.
You never know, Tim, where that razor's been.
Exactly.
You never know what kind of blood particles could be on the end
of
that razor. And if you just chip or nick,
ooh, nasty.
That Garth Brooks type thing that you're constantly there, you're constantly working on it.
Get it.
So now let's see. In Philadelphia, Tim Sabian is always our first choice for anything.
Right.
But it's not Tim, you say.
No, it's not Tim. It's my friend of mine. He works for me, and he was like scooping through.
Say the S word.
Can't drop the S word. Your friend was scooping through the toilet to find BM to take to the doctor.
Yes.
For a test?
Yes.
What STD does he fear he suffers from?
Oh, I don't even know, man. He was just saying he doesn't know. That's why he went to the doctor. But I just wanted to know if you'd give him a few words of encouragement.
Well, here's the first word of encouragement, and I'm proud to say I've never had an STD.
He probably was fine until he began scooping through the toilet.
Yeah. But I was going to say that I imagine if I thought I had an STD, I would worry about the doctor that wanted me to go in and be him and bring it to him.
Well, I'm sure that it sounds to me that type of test would not involve an STD.
What are his symptoms?
That would be like a colon cancer check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something with your
peter itched a little bit.
His peter itched, and yet the doctor asked him to bring a BM in. And let's be honest. Whose peter doesn't itch?
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely. One time or another.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets, like, you know, sweaty and everything.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's just a real big Don and Mike fan. I thought maybe you'd just give him a...
You know what?
I find my itching is confined...
Cheer up his day a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
My itching is confined to the beanbag, primarily.
Let's see if we can cut through the layers here. Would the friend be you, friend?
No, it's not me, man.
Are you sure this isn't one of those my friend has a problem calls when really it's you?
Nah, I'd be pretty much forward with you. You know, I don't got any problems down there.
But you don't like this guy, do you?
No, he's pretty cool. But
well, he's pretty cool. Why are you calling and telling? Why are you telling 6 million people that he has venereal disease? I mean, come on.
You know,
like we don't know that it could be gonorrhea.
It's just like when you're accused of something. Now that it's out there, you know, his friend is labeled. It's the stigma.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's got some BMSTD.
I don't know, man. Maybe he was having some anal or something.
So, okay, now here's the deal.
Do you think so?
Nah, he don't look like a catcher.
You're his boss?
Yeah.
And his lover?
No, I'm not a pitcher, man.
But are you a catcher?
No, I'm not a catcher.
Really? And you're really just trying to give him a hard time, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go. Right. A little honesty.
I'm just messing around with him, you know. He's like,
So your friend has some kind of sexually transmitted disease.
Well, he thinks he does, you know.
And the doctor asked him to bring a BM in.
Well, he got a complete physical, I guess, and you know. But today, like, he had to go in the toilet and scoop through, and you know, then he brought it in and showed it to me, and the cup was all steamed up. And
what
is going on at this place of work?
What doctor works like that? Besides Dr. Bombay from Bewitched.
I don't think this has anything to do with a physician. I think this is a methodology that was used when he was asked to bring in a stool sample.
Yeah, well, he couldn't take a BM at the when he was there, so they just told him to bring it back by 4:30.
Well, I think there's a deadline. Like
the clock is running. Then,
yeah, I think he took it back already.
Did he bring it in a cup or did he wrap it in foil?
They give you like this little cup.
Put it in his pocket.
And he like put it in the cup and like the inside of the cup got all steamed up.
But that really has nothing to do with an STD or the VDs, as you said.
No, I don't know. He was saying that they're testing him for all kinds of stuff.
You seem to be a fan of the BM.
Yeah, I am.
I like
BM. I take pleasure in taking a BM every day.
Sure. You like discussing it, the hot, robust steam as it rolled off his coffee mug?
Yeah, and somebody discussed on this show a long time ago, it's really not taking a BM, isn't it leaving a BM?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy leaving BMs, especially on, like, people's cars and stuff.
Do you do that, really?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Especially on a Ford Escort because the back window slants down.
Hey, that's nice. Taking a crab on someone's car.
Mike, I always thought it was having a BM.
Having a BM? Well, having or leaving.
My mom used to say, did you have a nice BM?
Did you have a nice BM?
Did you have a nice BM? Mm-hmm.
Having? That's correct. That's like having a child. That's good.
Yeah, you're getting rid of weight. Sure.
Taking is probably just the, you know.
His friend was taking.
I think maybe you're right. I think it's not having or, it's not taking or leaving. It's having.
As long as you're on the topic
because
of BM.
We've always said have a nice BM.
You could be taking it over to his car if you're leaving it on his car, or you could be taking it over there. Or...
What's wrong with you?
That is a fluky number. That's
wait, hold on. You really go number two on people's cars?
If they piss me off enough, I have.
Really? Do you realize now?
I stuck the toilet paper to his bumper after I was...
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh. I'd like to know, in what scenario can you possibly, in our society, with Big Brother and all the cameras everywhere and parking lots and stuff, how can you possibly get on the roof of someone's cars, pull down your trousers, and take a BM on someone's window?
It's not that hard, man, in the middle of the night.
Nighttime is the right time.
You're all douched up. It's not hard.
You've done this before?
Oh, yeah.
And you're douched up?
Juiced up, man.
Oh, I thought you said douched up.
Nah.
So was this a secret, or did the person know it was you?
Oh, well, you know, they pretty much figured I was the only one capable of doing something like
that. And how did they respond to that?
Oh, well, there ain't nothing you do. I'd kick his ass.
Yeah, well, that's always been my response as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thinking man's way out.
Yeah.
Well, we already have listeners who wish to speak with you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Hello, John in New Jersey. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thanks.
You know, this guy got a little fecalophilia problem going on here, don't he? I mean,
he's right here. You can speak to him, sir.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, talking about it being steamy in the cup. I mean, everybody heard you the first time. You didn't have to say it six times.
Hey, well, you know, I just want everybody to see the nice visual image of that.
You know, I mean, some people think this is a family-oriented show.
All right, goodbye, both of you. As long as we are on the topic of BM. I got to tell you something. What'd you do with Frida's stuff? Load that back in. I got to tell you something about Frida.
Will that be forever her theme?
Yeah.
Very good.
La, 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 la. So last night, we're laying in bed, and we're having the TV fight. And
again?
Yeah, well, we're watching.
What the hell was that? What in the name of God was that? Did that go over the air?
Did that come from your room, Buzz?
I think it did. I don't know. The strange noises come from this board from time to time.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. It happens from time to time. I don't know what it is.
Hear it again.
Yeah.
Is that coming from your body, Buzz, or from your mechanical stuff?
I don't think so. Let me bang on it here. I don't know.
There it is. It's an audible hum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you, Mike. That was you, but the other times were not you.
No, I did it. I did it once when you didn't catch me.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, but then it jumped right back in with the real noise.
Very ugly.
So anyway, last night we're in bed watching TV and says this stuff about turning down the volume.
Right.
So I turned on. I don't know what it is. It's Raw. It's not SmackDown. It's Raw that's on Monday night and. That sound was driving her crazy, the wrestling. And she said, why are you watching wrestling? It was about 10:30 going on 11 o'clock. Why are you watching wrestling? And I said, I'm waiting to see one of our signs.
Right.
And she said, what sign? And I said, a sign that says BM. And she said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching wrestling for what? And at that precise moment last night, I don't know who it was, but somebody in the third row,
yep.
Yellow poster board, and what appeared to be green letters,
right.
Real big, BM Eaters, Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Rhea, that works here in the building, was telling me she went to the wrestling last night and also saw the sign that said BM Eaters.
And I said to Frieda, I said, hey, this is one. Look at that.
Right.
One of our listeners has just given us free advertising on national TV.
BM Eaters.
It says BM Eaters.
Hallelujah.
On WWE.
He said he'd be right down front, and he obviously was telling the truth.
Had to be the guy. So anyway, that ruined the night with her. She said, well,
was she impressed by that?
She said, that's why you're turning the TV up?
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, well, now you've seen it, turn it off. I said, oh, no, it might be on again. I mean, the show's been on for an hour and a half. We missed the first hour and a half. And she said, va, 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 da, va, darling. Va, 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 va.
And she was weighted by her jewelry as she rolled over?
Yes. Aliva. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Charlie. How you guys doing?
Don't forget Lisa. She's back from her cruise.
Is she all tanned?
From Fantasy Island cruise or something?
She's back from her lesbian cruise.
Wow.
That's the first gay cruise she's ever gone on, right?
I believe so.
Well, I hope she had lots of hot lesbian action.
I think she did.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys, or both of you guys, for your letting Tom talk to Satan yesterday and try to exorcise Satan.
It was a good moment. The best moments had to be the stuff that we had to delete out that you couldn't hear.
Yeah when Tom was called a name and spontaneously launched into a profanity-laced tirade.
And Mike was gently prodding Tom, and that was fun, too.
Well, that's the funny thing about it. I was gently prodding Tom, and then when Satan actually insulted Tom in the worst way you can insult Tom by calling him a name, that's when Tom just exploded with profanities.
Tom's like the movie Backdraft. You never can tell when the fire's going to go crazy.
He's totally unpredictable. That's what makes him so endearing.
We know the hot button, though.
Yes.
I like the way Don just kind of fades into the background and just let it happen, let Mike kind of take over while Satan and Tom were going at it.
Yeah, well, I know when to take a back seat.
And Satan knows when to take a back seat, too.
He sure does. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I saw a song last night that could be connected to WJFK. It said, I do.
Well, no, okay, that's too obscure almost. Thank you, though. Goodbye.
That's Larry Michaels' Sylvania Lightbulbs commercial.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods, it's a pleasure. This is Steve Kahn from Burlington, Vermont. How are you?
Hi, Steve. We're doing great.
I've always been a big fan of your show, and I know you've recently, in the past, have talked about the great ratings you've gotten up here. A little bird told me that you can expect more and better ratings when the new Arbitron numbers come out.
All right, well,
and I just
you.
Wanted to thank you and let you know that we love you up here.
Thank you. Tell that little bird we said thank you.
Appreciate it. We love
you. And Mike, pitchers and catchers report next week, my friend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Spring training, baby.
I've got all my tickets,
more tickets than I've ever gotten for spring training.
Speaking of your Red Sox bet.
Yes.
I was discussing it with Va-Va-Va-Va-Va today.
Right.
And she did come up with a good idea.
We'll see.
For the bet.
Yes.
That does not.
I'll be the judge of that.
Does not involve the shaving or tattooing of any body part.
But it's something unpleasant, I can tell by the look on your face.
Whoever loses.
Now, this is my bet is that they'll go to the postseason.
Right. Whoever loses our annual Red Sox bet.
Right.
Has to take Tom to a titty bar.
Done.
Done?
Done.
Done.
We're done.
That's really the bet.
That's good.
That's a tape Tom.
With the tape recorder.
With the tape recorder.
Yep.
For an hour in a titty bar.
Okay, very
with
good.
Tom.
Very good.
With Tom.
Absolutely.
Deal done.
Just so I can put it on the post-it and put it at my desk, this is a postseason appearance or a World Series appearance?
No, just at the Red Sox
postseason.
Make it to the playoffs.
Make it to the playoffs.
Okay. Wild card, division, doesn't matter.
Very good. Right. Okay, so that's the
bet. Bet yourselves the live long day. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and so on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Part of a...
Team.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Don, I just want to tell you that the BM meter sign was on pretty much the entire show.
Hey, there you go.
Really?
What they normally do is they take like all kinds of crowd shots for like when you go back to edit the show together, and they post-produce all these crowd shots, and it pops up at all these obscure times. I saw it a million times yesterday.
Hey, thank you.
And what people are doing nowadays is, because they're confiscating signs at the gates, they're bringing in blank pieces of paper or markers and just writing them on as they go.
There you go. See, there's a way around Vince McMahon.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know that McMahon, he's a wily guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. He's not one of those ESGs, extra smart guys. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. He's Chris from Maryland.
He's got tons of brain juice.
He does.
At Vince McMahon.
And he's like, isn't he like loaded with steroids?
Bulked up. Out of his mind. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Chris. I just wanted to call and let you know. I just got back from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. Working at the Capitol. Just wanted to thank you guys for everything. All the support you guys have given us. And it's really good to hear you guys again. Been in Georgia for 3 months. And it's just good to be home.
All right, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Kick ass.
I appreciate it.
Kick ass and good luck.
Yeah, because I'm hearing all sorts of weird stuff again.
Mm. Yeah, we're hearing it too.
Yeah. Like they're ramping up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the tree huggers too wanting to protest, exercise that First Amendment right.
Well, where did that come from?
All those kill huggers. All those tree huggers. Why did I say kill huggers? I don't know why I said kill huggers. Sorry. Another Freudian slip. I don't know why I said it was November. I don't know why I said kill huggers.
Let's just worry about the Al-Qaeda environmentalists, okay?
Yeah. I don't know.
Be careful.
And I don't want to start today's show off on a negative note, so I'm not going to.
Good for you.
I'm just going to say with pleasantness in my voice... And a smile on my face.
There you go.
Great joy.
First, I want to say, welcome back, Lisa. And second, stop instant messaging me. Thank you.
Very nice. With a smile. With a smile.
With a smile on my face.
Just glad to see you again.
Very glad she got away for a couple of days and got some R&R time. And I was also very glad not to be instant messaged constantly about stuff that... We've already moved past. Anyway.
Somewhat distracting, is it?
Oh, a little bit when it pops up on the screen. But you know, she means well.
Yes.
She means well.
She does.
And
she
anyway.
Missed you.
Well, you see, I believe the IM. Instant mail, as I call it.
It's instant message, but I know you love calling
it's
it.
It's a direct
mail.
Secret pipeline to you. I think that's the attraction of it.
I realize that, and she also has been lectured about doing that thing where she talks in the headphones where only I get to hear her in the headphones.
Once again, a direct... Well, Buzz hears that, too, right?
Yeah, I like to listen to
it. There's only one person excluded, and that was hours of engineering in here, wiring it specifically so I could not hear.
Trust me, Mike, if you'd like, I'd be glad to have the operators go back and flip the wires so you could hear Lisa talking in your headphones, and I didn't have to.
Him say many moons ago that was concerned.
I don't say. Today I had, now this goes against general principle, I had lunch with a reporter, but here are the circumstances. This guy, Mark Fisher, is writing a book. He has a book contract, the book is out very soon, with Random House about what's wrong with radio.
Oh,
and my God, did he come to the right guy.
Yeah. Really?
Today it was 2 hours of me talking and him nodding and writing stuff down in shorthand.
Excellent.
And I realized as I was telling this guy, why am I telling this guy all this stuff? These are my stories.
Right.
This is my goddamn book.
Mm-hmm.
This is so I held back some of the good stuff.
Good for you.
Some of the good behind-the-scenes stuff. But I generally got in a lot of the names of the people that I hate and that we hate together.
Good!
And, some of the backhanded stuff that's going on and what a cesspool radio is now and how it's conglomerated and it's voice-tracked. And
wasn't he the guy that used to write the column?
Yeah, and he...
Didn't we have... Isn't he one of those guys?
He told me, and there's been so many of those guys... He said that halfway through, he begged off. And
okay.
If we went back and checked his columns.
He was somewhat fair?
That at one point, he finally had to admit that we were number one in the ratings.
Yeah, but he didn't like to do that.
I don't think he... He wasn't like the last guy who at least wrote the truth and the current guy who writes the truth. He was... He was one of those intermediate guys.
He was not as bad as the original guy, who was the worst of all.
Yorkinian. But anyway, it was just fantastic, because he would do something like word association, and he would throw out a name. And for instance, he would throw out a name. I don't even know if I could say the name. Steve Casey. And I'd say, devil. And he'd say, why? And I'd tell him why. Or he'd say, Buddy Scott. And I would say, a-hole. or he would...
Was there anyone you said good things about?
Oh, yeah, lots of my buddies. You know,
right.
John Landecker, Fred Winston, Harv Moore. You, of course, Mike. Lots of good stuff. Buzz, I'm sorry I couldn't work you in.
I understand.
No, I managed to work Buzz into the conversation.
Right.
But generally, he wanted to know what was wrong with radio, what I thought could be done to fix radio. I said it's hopeless.
Right. That's the way to do it. That's a good answer there.
It's hopeless. That even our company is so effed up now that, you know, to get something like a press release done, it's got to go through 25 layers of corporate management BS.
It sounds like this was a good opportunity for you to vent.
Oh, my God. But I really had to watch myself, because at some point, maybe I will write a book about my experiences in radio with some of the stuff I've talked about on the air and some of the stuff I haven't talked about. And I don't want to be giving it for free to some schmuck from the Washington Post who's writing a book about the demise of Top 40 radio.
Right.
But he was asking me about my fights with program directors and about... getting hotlined by program directors, and I was able to drop a lot of names.
Good.
And it was real interesting when some names would come up, like, for instance, Tom Bigby. He said, I've heard his name a lot. His name has been mentioned a lot.
Right.
By quite a few guys that he's interviewed.
Did he give you a gist of what the book is going to focus on? I mean...
I think the book's going to focus on... What has happened to radio, what has happened to the oversaturation of the conglomerating of radio, how there's nothing unique in radio anymore, that it's just boring and people generally don't like radio anymore because it's the same thing on every station and no stations are willing to take any chances, and where are the young disc jockeys coming up? We're going to learn how to be disc jockeys. And I got to give him the whole fire and brimstone lecture.
Right.
And name names. Good. And named places and named times, and told him about the time I got fired for making long distance phone calls, and the time I got fired when I thought that I was stealing candy out of that candy box where there was a box of candy.
Honor and you tell him, did you tell him you weren't?
And yeah, it was the honor system where you go and you put a quarter in there, and I really didn't do that.
Right.
I didn't do that. I made the long-distance calls.
Sure.
Don't look at me like that. You didn't know me that much. I didn't do that.
I know you now. All right.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
No, I did that. I thought everybody did that, Don.
I didn't do that.
I never worked at a station that trusted us that much.
We had a station with the... What we're talking about is the little cardboard candy box with a little cardboard like UNICEF box in the middle of it.
Back in the day, a lot of offices had these things.
I thought that was kind of, you know, I figured you paid for two candy bars, you got one for free.
Well, anyway, and there's a lot of stuff that I, you know, I'll tell you one thing that I really did catch myself on was the story about the Coke machine.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell him.
Good.
I didn't tell him.
That's just as well. For your book.
I knew you'd be upset. Yeah. But that'll be in my book, though, Mike. And I'll take responsibility for that.
This is true.
As I should.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's... Yes. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm not totally without responsibility on that.
Oh, you were...
I'm not totally culpable. I'm not totally without culpability.
You were...
I think really more... It was more in the bathroom, though, that I was a... You know... That was the... I think maybe side by side we pulled that. You know?
And I didn't tell him about the donuts thing either.
Yeah, I know. The donuts, which was... Oh, my. Wow. We were very unhappy at that other radio station.
They're glazed donuts.
Yeah. Time to make the donuts.
We've said this one before. There were these Dunkin' Donuts that we brought by to the morning show. And by, you know, by the time 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock rolled around, we would have had a couple of donuts, and there would be these boxes. And there was one or two people in particular that every day would go over and just feast on these things because they were free donuts.
So you dunked them before the feeding would occur.
I dunked them in the men's urinal at about 6 a.m. And we would then hide them in the second row of donuts, and then we would very casually look through our studio window at the box and notice when someone picked up one of the, as we'll call them here, the magic donuts, and then they'd eat it.
Right.
And, oh, God, we have fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, did we have fun.
And we also had a habit of taking various foodstuffs and hiding them throughout our general manager's office.
Spam.
I like this.
Sandwiches.
Fish.
Pizza.
Yeah.
They'd go bad.
Put it under the crust of his couch in his office.
It was amazing. You know what I always found with that? We were hoping for a lot more than we ever would get out of that because we were hoping for this horrible smell to develop. And, you know, really, I think we were always disappointed by that. And I think
One time, and we were in there.
And Spam was found like very quickly after we left.
He said something like, "These smell something."
But the pizza?
No.
The pizza like turned into a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Right.
And was never discovered.
Not a good
thing. Nothing happened to it.
But I have only one great memory.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say it.
Come on. What haven't we said?
The guy that was working on the computers.
We've told this before.
Who went through the wall?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not proud, but I'll say this. It was out in front of the general manager's office.
Oh, God.
It was a cubicle where his secretary, Vera, was that her name, Vera?
Yeah. Barbara.
Yeah, later Barbara.
Right.
Would sit. And in the morning, let me just also state for the record that I believe that I was not of full mental capacity at the time.
You were much younger then.
It was many, 15 years ago.
That's right.
And Mike and I were fighting desperately to get out of a contract that we were locked into. Mm-hmm. I would sit at the desk and relieve myself.
I don't think you did this more than two times.
I would relieve myself all over the electrical stuff.
I don't think you were intending to do it on the electrical stuff. It was just kind of like in a corner like a cat would do. And then later on down the road, there was a guy that said, that, you know, all these circuits have shorted out. And he went through the wall.
Wow. And I think they kind of, at one point, they discovered that it was number one. Or somebody
else. Maybe not.
They alluded to the
Maybe
fact
not.
That it might have been number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was all the stuff where...
It's what you do in a, you know, no, it's not what you do, but it's something that, you know...
It's what we did.
We were insane. It was we plead temporary insanity.
We hated working at this radio station. It was the only way that we knew to tell them that we hated working there.
And then there was the time I took the slap shot at the sales executive.
Well, now that you didn't do out of malice, though.
Well, I was trying to hit him. I was trying to hit him with that. And I had, in those days, I was a younger man. I had a very good slap shot at
The hockey puck went right past this guy's head and right through the window.
Right through the window. Just whizzed by his head and smashed the window.
For months and months in the wintertime, the freezing cold winter, they duct taped a piece of cardboard over that spot.
No need to replace the window.
Of course not. Cost money.
One time I got really mad and put either my hand or my leg through the wall and actually made a hole big enough for us to put our heads through and look into the program director's office.
There were two sides of these walls. You had drywall on either side.
Right.
Don put his hand through the wall, being very frustrated when nobody was around. And then didn't we make like a little pinhole or a little, like just a little tiny hole where we could hear? And you know, much like Shawshank Redemption, we had the poster on the wall, and nobody ever found that out.
No.
You know, we'd go and have a meeting, and then we'd just go in, lift up the poster, and listen to what was said.
Yeah, like Jerry Lewis.
Great days. Great days.
Insane days. I mean, and the celebrations we had.
Yeah.
We're far more intense than they are now.
Absolutely. But anyway, hey, Charlie, you were there.
Charlie, you were there for many of those.
He was there for all of them.
I was there for all of them.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Remember the one sales guy that I used to get into the fight with at every celebration we'd have? I mean, we would have a recreational fist fight.
I can't Dennis?
Dennis. Oh, Dennis.
Yes. Dennis Reese.
And then the one night that it went too far.
At the exchange, wasn't it?
It was, it was deja vu or something.
He threw popcorn at you, and didn't you punch him in the face?
I did.
No,
wow.
First he sucker punched Mike.
The last one, that's when it ended. And then, that's when he chose to end it.
He tapped Mike on the shoulder. Mike turned around. And
he got me.
Boom.
Absolutely. I still have a knot on my jaw from where he got me. Wow. And then I had bruises on both my arms where people were holding me because I went around the outside. And I don't know if you, I thought you were holding me back.
No, I wasn't there
Alan
for that.
Goodman was
I heard
holding
about
me
it
back.
From Sharon.
Yes, it was, Sharon. Sharon.
Oh, now you're starting trouble by bringing up names, Charlie. Sharon.
Sharon would qualify as.
Sharon Adams.
Oh, okay, now I can't say anything. Now I'm not going to say anything.
It's a very common name.
I'm not going to say anything.
I like to think that night I saved you from yourself.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah, I think that, well, no, that never happened. No, never, 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 never. Never. You think so?
You ain't sure about that, are you?
No, that was an offer.
Okay.
That was never, but I'm, and you know what? And it was only like a week later that, you know, and I'm just glad I did.
Right, that thing showed up on our lip.
Yeah, and I was really glad that nothing had ever happened.
Did you have the palace then?
The special
the
place?
The palace, yes.
No. No.
DFP.
It'll all be in the book.
Yeah,
that's got to be in Mike's book.
I've got my own book.
That's not my book. That's in Mike's book.
That's where.
Well, that was when you were single the first time.
Right.
After the divorce.
Absolutely.
You were single then.
I was.
After the
very good.
Divorce, after the first divorce.
Yep. Yep. That's
Mike
right.
Had a.
An FB.
Right. A really crappy apartment that just had a. A mattress in it.
That's all you need.
I was, just trying to make my way.
Pick girls up and...
I was just trying to make my way. It was convenient to the city.
You go into the FP.
Yeah. It was not an... let us just say it was not...
The last word is palace, incidentally.
Yeah. It was not an elaborately furnished location.
It had a phone.
And a mattress.
And you and Tiny...
And it had some... I believe it had...
That's right.
Didn't you and Tiny load the mattress into the FP?
We did.
There was no need for... I found no real need for a bed frame. And there were plenty of snack foods in there.
Oh, that's good.
It was lovely. It was right off of Edsel Road.
Yes, I remember.
In scenic, beautiful
Alexandria,
Virginia.
It was on the first floor.
It was the first floor. Thank God. But there was a little landing that we had to walk up.
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely place.
You and your lovelies.
And I didn't. It was. I didn't have it very long. I don't think.
Yeah.
Couple months, right?
Yeah, a couple of months.
You went to Hawaii then, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
So you're calling him on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know what? This could be very evil with you sitting in here doing this to me.
I'll stop.
Because I forgot we have quite a history now. We all go back. You go back longer with Don, but you go back almost as long with me.
Yep.
Yes, sirree.
Do you know the Coca-Cola machine story?
I've heard a couple different ones. I don't know.
I bet you don't know the one we're talking
Charlie.
About.
That predated
you. No. It could not have predated because Charlie, although he was not working on the morning zoo, Charlie was working...
I was working with...
At the radio station.
At the station.
Right.
So he would have possibly heard about the...
I smelled the...
the heater?
Yeah, I smelled the heater. Yeah.
That's the one that finally ended
that
our days
a
of...
while.
That ended the days of marking territory. Was the heater in the middle of the winter.
In the winter. The station had one of those old steam heaters. You know, this have you seen like an old apartment, those big metal thing. What do you call it, Robbie?
A radiator.
Yeah. And we would just... mark our territory, and then we'd turn it up all the way to like 85 at 6 o'clock in the morning, and by 9 o'clock, by the time the regular...
That was the one that when I talk about culpability, I was with you on that one. In fact, we probably did a side-by-side number on more than
by
one
By the time
occasion.
The staff would come in, they'd be going, what is that smell? It's something from the men's room, and they knew what
that
we
was
were.
What eventually brought us down with that, but you eventually expanded, and that's when we got into the areas of computer technology.
Vending machines.
Oh, God.
Well, we weren't happy then. We're happy
you
now.
We're frustrated.
We're happy now.
You know, sometimes I think maybe we were very happy. Perhaps very, very happy.
Hey, don't forget the times. Last one, and I know it will break, Charlie, I promise. We had a news girl on our show, Lori Neff. Put a wireless mic in the bathroom and taped her having a BM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember she talked to herself on the toilet?
Yeah, and we were almost falling over.
Sure.
He was fascinating.
I don't know if we ever played that on the air.
I don't think we did. I think the tape is long since destroyed.
But, oh, man, is that fun. You put a wireless mic in.
Was it wireless or was it like...
No.
Did we run the cord through the drop ceiling?
I think it was one of the...
Or was it a tape recorder?
It might have been a tape recorder. Yeah, might have been a tape recorder.
Yeah, it was a tape. You know, I mean, you want to just talk about people that, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you're just bored to tears and you got all this time and you just think of pranks to do. It's just, you know.
She came in. Remember, she would come in and go, oh, is it going to be a good day today?
And, you know, nothing on it of any, you know.
It's going to be a good day today. And then you hear her squeeze one out.
But you didn't hear any, like, real sounds of that. What you heard was just like, oh, dear. And you know, here we are just going,
because we had Lorraine now.
Juvenile delinquent.
Going number two.
You know, I think we're all very, very fortunate we're not in prison.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, no, but listen, Mike, all this stuff is slap on the wrist stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Slap on the wrist. Oh, a little computer fun.
I don't think it's anything that would be, but I'll tell you one thing. If they ever sent CSI out to our building.
Oh, forget about
you,
it.
You and I would be on the next, you know. Boat to Devil's Island.
You'd have a stain on your record.
Forget about it. This Coca-Cola is the real thing. Well, I don't know about you, but I think Frank had a Coke and a smile. Okay, enough. I didn't give the guy with the reporter any of this stuff.
Right. Go ahead.
Any of this. So whatever we're saying today is the copyrighted material of this show, and you're not allowed to write about it in your book about what's wrong with
it. Amen.
Because these are our stories.
Right.
Stories from right here, man. From our tickers.
Absolutely.
From our tickers.
Mark them as yours.
Clean out the phone lines, Robbie. Do a total wash on the phones.
All right.
Call 1-800-877-365-3636. We'll do a secret sound. Then we're down to our final two Joe Millionaire contestants to win the stuff from Fox.
Good.
And then we got to start the soliciting to find the Senior Bachelorette, which is the game we're going to be playing on Valentine's Day. I'll tell you very quickly, it involves a woman who will have to find first, at least 50 years old, who will have her choice of 10 guys between 21 and 25.
Wow.
The let me see, I got the information here. The Senior Bachelorette, and they have to go out on a date and tape it and come back and play the tape. The Senior Bachelorette gets $1,000. The bachelor that's chosen gets $500.
Wow.
She will go on brief dates with each of these guys here in the radio station that you will hear about and you'll hear on the show. And this is all courtesy of Viramax. And now here's Dude Walker with more. Dude.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude. And we'll start talking about the Senior Bachelorette in a couple of seconds.
Bam. The Warner Brothers 1940s music department on an acid trip.
We got to clear the lines out. Be the 100th caller right now. 877-365-3636. Secret sound. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's a bad shirt. That's like, who that? I don't like that shirt. I'm talking about the good shirt. That nobody ain't home shirt. But you get the Vaseline ready. And you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's going to hear.
The Don and Mike Show. Yeah. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
That's why we're here. Yeah. I like me my good Charlotte.
Day, but it all feels so like the good life. That's
sound like Green Day. Who cares? Sounds just like Green Day, doesn't it?
Pardon me? I like this, I really do.
When you said that and I said good Charlotte, the combination to me sounded like together we were saying the S word. we weren't.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, hiya. What's your name?
My name's Cheryl.
Where are you from, Cheryl?
Wichita, Kansas.
On KFH-FM.
Absolutely.
And KFH-AM. Cheryl, you've won The Joe Millionaire Prize Pack. Oh, we'll be talking about Joey Millionaire in a second. That includes extensive Fox merchandise, exclusive extensive Fox merchandise. Can true love survive the blah, 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 blah. Why am I, you know, this is the number one show on television. Yeah. Why am I reading the same slug every week?
Why do the Yankees go out and get free agents, Don?
Joe Millionaires next Monday at 9, 8 Central on Fox. Now you'll play for $500 with a secret sound, red, white, blue, orange, yellow.
Chartreuse. And magenta.
Magenta.
Magenta. Gray.
Oh.
Un hombre.
That's in tribute to Mike's car.
Right.
That's your latest clue.
La mujer.
Identify the sound. Win the money. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Crisscross.
Caller, name this sound.
Now watch out. Here it comes. There it is. Ooh. Wow. Boom. That's a something point, something on the Andy Richter scale. Wow, that's a big one. Can you feel the floor shaking? Jesus.
The Mac Dad will make you jump, jump. The Daddy Mac will make you jump, jump. Chris Cross will make you jump, jump.
Yeah.
Wonderful rendition. Yeah. Wonderful, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For $500, what is that sound?
I think that is the sound of a crayon being broken. Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
I heard you.
One moment, please.
And may I ask you to repeat the sound again?
I think that's the sound of a crayon being broken.
The sound of a crayon being broken. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Rob has actually left the studio.
Now, I want you to think about the clues. Red.
Put it down, baby.
Red, white, blue, orange.
Yeah. I got it in magenta. When you said magenta, it's like, my God, he's talking about crayons.
Magenta. Gray.
You know what?
A sound that is heard in Rob's house, of course, because he has little kids with crayons.
And in Mike's house, because he has kids.
Mike has kids.
I mean, I was looking
at... And in Buzz's house, because he's like me and has cats and likes to color.
Right. I was looking at a crayon box last night. I should have thought of it.
Everybody, and even in my house, when Bart was a kid, and I'm sure we have crayons around.
I'm sure.
The giveaway clue is going to be 64.
Yeah.
If I said 64, you'd think of the 64 box of Crayola crayons.
Can we hear it again?
Yes, you can. And this is the sound of a...
sound of a crayon being broken.
Yeah, an orange crayon being broken.
Thank God I didn't have to know the color.
Here you go.
Wow.
You know, you sound so much like Gladys, like a young Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, well, thank you for saying I sound younger than Gladys.
You know, that is... That's really something, because normally we have to get down to the dum-dum range with the money.
That's really one of the finest efforts ever made in the Secret Sound Contest.
Thank you very much. I try so hard. I'm such a true fan.
A testament to the great clues. You bust my balls about the clues, but listen to this girl.
Yeah.
She got it.
I'll give you your props for that.
I had her on magenta.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me. It's really coming in handy. I'm going to Kansas City on Friday to see a neurosurgeon. I have a tumor taken out of my head, so I'm going gambling with it.
Wow. Yeah, we'll take your crayon.
We'll try not to send it to you in pennies then.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
That is...
that worked out well.
Can I have a big request?
We just gave you money, honey.
I know, but can I have a teddy bear?
You want a teddy bear?
Yeah.
No.
I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, buy it with your money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, they're cheap.
But I'm from Wichita, and I love you.
Yeah. Thanks.
I appreciate that.
This is...
It's turned, hasn't it?
This is what's bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Let's not turn it ugly.
I know. Listen, no bear, no nothing. Good luck with your brain surgery. Take the money, enjoy it.
It's $500 for you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go buy yourself a million goddamn bears.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you couldn't buy a million bears with $500.
And who knows, if the surgery goes bad...
You could buy like $500 worth of lottery tickets and then maybe hit the lottery, and then if you hit the lottery, you could buy a million bears.
Surgery goes bad, someone could buy you a crayon and tell you that it's a teddy bear and you think it's a teddy bear.
Oh, my God!
Maybe there's an upside to all of this.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
All right. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, that means tomorrow we'll unveil a brand new... secret sound.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's really, really somebody who's using using her brain.
Sound of the crayon being broken.
And I hope she's, you know, obviously I hope she's still able to do that.
You got the new one, Rob?
You want to play it?
Yeah.
Oh, preview.
Let's preview the next one.
This is easy. This one's easy.
Hey, Rob, we had a big winner.
I know.
But, you know, I'm going to bear the wrath later because I know I'm going to hear from him. Magenta. You had to say magenta.
Why did you say magenta? Why did you give that to them?
All right, here's a preview on tomorrow's Secret Sound, the new one.
Hey, that's a new, unique sound.
Yeah. You've got to admit that's got a different sound to it.
Very, very different.
That's the new one. Work on it.
That's a real, like, thinking sound.
Yeah. Work on it for tomorrow. Okay, Joe Millionaire. Congratulations on the money. New sound tomorrow.
Very good.
Joe Millionaire. Joe Millionaire last night. I love it. We all love it. The guy.
He is dumber last night than I think he's ever been.
Couldn't be any dumber. Did you get that breast? I mean, dress in Paris?
And you know, it's obvious to me now, he has, I think, if you went back and looked at it, pretty close to picking the two finalists of the women with the biggest breasts.
Yeah. And when they're driving down the road, and he sees the bulldozer, and he's like a dog that sticks its head out the car window, and the girl Sarah says, "Oh, you're looking at the bulldozer." And then they cut to a shot of him where he's being interviewed. He says, "I noticed that Sarah is real attentive. Like, she noticed that I looked at the bulldozer." Well, no S, Sherlock. You almost climbed out of the car.
Yeah, because he's excited about the construction work because it's what he knows.
Yeah.
And then how about when he liked the food? When he was sitting there and he liked the particular, whatever the pasta dish was.
Right.
He's like, "Man, that's good. I wish I got that.
Could I have another one?"
She just keeps feeding him. Then he's like, "I got two entrees." Duh.
What a dope. What about the Muppet showing him the cleavage, though?
The Muppet was
showing him the boobage.
The Muppet was as sexy as she can look. And, yeah. You know, but you knew that she was going to be voted off when he said, you know, there wasn't anything there.
Little sister.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But with Zora... You know, Zora's the classic example of playing hard to get, and that's working, while the other woman, you know, is just hurling herself at him. Yeah, the one that's talking about how sophisticated she is while she's doing her bondage videos.
But even Zora saying, "The one rule I'm going to have is no kissing." And then 5 minutes later, she's in the pool,
right,
locking tongues
with
him.
With her tank top on again.
Girls are bad. Yeah.
What has she got? Like a third breast?
You know, there are some chicks that are uptight about wearing bathing suits.
It appears to me that Zora, and I love that name, Zora!
She's got a
rugged body.
She's got a rugged body. Well, he said that about Sarah.
Yeah, I know, but just my opinion, Zora's got a pretty nice body as well.
Right.
She got some nice teats, but she didn't want to go swimming with him.
He pulls her in the pool.
There were so many great moments of him just being stupid.
Right.
He is just so dumb.
How about when he finally has that, the most incredible shot of him comes at the beginning when he is sitting on the bulldozer right before they go to the show. And you see him sitting up there and they get that kind of confused look where he's like, "Camera on me now. Camera on me now."
I like
first chance I had to be alone.
Two moments that I loved last night that were related. Show me my way to a steak. And then after he ate half her entree, "Why didn't I order this?"
Right.
Yeah, okay. Just, right. So
tossing and turning with the guilt.
I think he's going to go with Zora.
Yeah. Now, he banged Sarah, right?
I think we can assume that Sarah was just throwing herself out.
She goes, you know, she goes back to, she knocks on his door after they've said goodnight. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, is shirtless.
Yeah.
And then she says, "Keep your pants on."
"What do I have to keep my pants on for?"
"But come out and, you know, look at the moon again."
"We just saw the moon, Tony."
Look at the moon.
The moon, Alice.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, Fox came to us a month ago and said that we could have a handcrafted 18-karat white gold necklace from the exclusive Columbus collection, which is the same jewelry as this dope is giving to these girls on Joe Millionaire.
Right.
All we have to do each week was get two people to represent each of the girls, and they could have a 2 to 5 minute roundtable discussion about the previous week's Joe episode on who was going to win.
And at that point, you assigned everybody a certain contestant. And the way the game works is each week, of course, the one drops out, and now we're down to two.
Yes, and please welcome the man who's been going to be playing the role of Zora. Here is Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi, guys.
And playing the role of Sarah is Peter. Pete?
No, it's Amanda.
Amanda,
you're Sarah, Amanda?
I'm Sarah.
Ah.
Well, I'm glad we've got a man and a woman.
I remember what happened, that we lost Peter last week, and we had to go with Amanda as a fill-in.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, so
and I'm sorry my voice is a little hoarse, but, you know, I'm...
What was that? What? Excuse me, what did we just miss there, that little...
Who said that, Randy?
No, Amanda. My voice is a little hoarse.
No, hold on. Who said the thing about head?
I knew last night.
Oh, I see. You're already, like, diving into the role. Yeah.
All right.
Well, after last week, I could get my 2 cents in, too.
All right, hold on. We're going to give you 2 minutes now. Randy, you are Zora. Amanda, you are Sarah.
Absolutely.
You're the last two left. Here is the 2-minute roundtable discussion for the people at Fox Television. And go.
Okay. Sarah, you really believe that you're
going to go home, you can do anything for you? Old horsey face, and you're obviously
for you
around the middle of home.
So that's as far as you're going, because you don't know how to play the game right.
Oh, please, I totally know how to play. I'm playing that man for all he's worth, and I'm playing a hell of a lot better than
you can play, and you're all done. You're going home. You
I don't think so. I have right where I want him, right where
you
I
were a freaking whore last night.
Oh,
where?
Please. You don't have a body to show, so you might as well just pack it in.
Oh, you know I
go home.
Game, right? Look at I'm beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, if you consider beautiful, big old horsey face, and I'm middle the size of 2 Michelin tires.
You don't know I gave him anal in the pool last night, did you? Now what were you talking?
Something tells me this is not what Fox had in mind when they sent us this promotion.
Can't go right for the mouth, please.
Oh, please.
And then you're playing all coy when you get back. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Melissa. Did I
say something? I'm a lady, not a whore.
Oh, you are a cadaver, is what you are.
1 minute left in our round table discussion.
No one is lying, you're act pissy.
You got your face all over the globe with your tied up action.
That's right, and I know how to
tease
a man. I know how to
tease
a man.
Didn't work it ever, but
I am going to please him right in the finish.
You forgot all
win.
Of you then.
You might as well just go home.
Right in the
no-no.
Oh, fantastic. You wouldn't even know how to find a no-no with a map.
Is that right?
That's right.
I am like a lady when I'm out. I gotta act like a little girl like you do.
Uptight.
But that's okay. You can act however you want because it's gonna mean you gotta pack your bags and go home.
In fact, I think it's probably more interesting than me.
I am a big
problem. Hold on. All right, you guys. That is fantastic.
Guys, wow.
Right.
Very spirited.
Where do I come get my prize?
Boy, you guys are great.
Next week, depending on who Joe Dum Dum picks.
We already know.
Either you, Randy, as Zora, or you, Amanda.
Oh, come on, he's picking me because I give it.
Sarah will win.
I give it to him.
The $2,000 Columbus Collection 18 karat white gold necklace, and that is from Fox Television. We'll see both of you next Monday. Yes, Zora.
Hey. You know, I am a goop goblin jism junkie, and there's no girl on this planet going to take my man.
You know, this Randy's taking this role-playing to a new level, isn't he?
He's committing to the role, and I think that makes it work.
All right, buddy.
Right. Thanks, guys.
See you next week. Hold on,
guys.
Hold on a second, please.
You know, we could not have two better finalists there. Now, what's the deal? Next week, is it over?
I think...
Or do they stretch it out for 2 weeks?
I think that next week they're going to pick the winner, and then they're going to have the reunion show.
Oh,
following week.
Fantastic.
That's what I think the deal is. And I'm loving the fact that these tapes are being sent back to Fox.
Yeah.
And all over the country, you have morning zoos doing serious 5 to 10 minute roundtable discussions.
For my money, I think ours are the best. Going away.
Now, next week he will choose and reveal... that he's penniless, or
you know, that's Robbie. That's a good question. They could They could draw this out for 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
He could choose.
Does anybody know the schedule? We ought to check ahead and see what the plans
are. He could choose at the end of next week's episode. Then he could tell her in the episode after that. Then they could have the reunion.
I did notice in the previews for next week's show, one of the women saying, I don't know if I can wait another week. So that would be at least two more episodes before they find out.
Wow. To me, that's cheap.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you go like to Fox.com and see if you can find out?
Don't you think that's cheating a little bit?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I can wrap it up next week.
And
I'm almost out of cognac.
Is 24 on tonight?
Yeah.
Brand new back for the finale.
Good. And I think we had a discussion with some dumbass before. Obviously, it's not really 24 hours, is it? Is it 24 hours?
Yeah, it's 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 24. There are only how many left?
10.
No, Mike. Joe, Evan. There's not 10 left. I think.
Forgetting that though.
What time is it? 7 o'clock now?
I think so.
Is it 7 o'clock on 24?
Ready for 8 o'clock? I think.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Joe, Evan.
You got a rocket body.
You got.
Didn't it start at 8 a.m.?
You got 8, 9, 10, 11,
no, I don't think
12.
So. It started at midnight.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Five more.
No, that would only be 12 episodes, 12 hours.
Rob, I don't believe that they actually went.
They went 24 on the first.
Yeah, they did. The show will be going into, I think the last episode of 24, I read it on the website, is the 4th of July.
Buzz, go on there and find out.
All right. I'm looking.
How long 24 is on, please?
And I know in the last episode of the 24th hour, he reveals he only makes $19,000 a year.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, hey, Don, guess what? They gave it away last night of who wins. Did you see in the previews that the girl gets a pearl necklace?
Really?
Legitimately. I got it on tape.
He works one out, or because he gave the girls pearl necklaces in the very beginning.
Oh, I missed the very beginning.
Yeah, CBS has been copying that 24, though, because with the success of 24, next season, 60 Minutes is going to a year and two-month format.
And it's going to be called?
It's going to be called 60 Minutes, and each minute is going to be an episode.
We're at 5 p.m.
They'll wrap up at the end of February.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
And start in January.
Hello.
Yeah, 24 is going to be 24 hours. In fact, the previews right now say it's just getting started or whatever. And if you go to the website, you can see they lay it all out up to 24 hours.
So how many more episodes are left in this year's 24?
They're in like 10 right now, so 14?
No, it's 5 p.m. We have left off at 5 p.m.
And when did they begin?
Starts at 5 p.m.
It started at 8 a.m.
Oh, did they? Well, then they'll go to 8 a.m. the next day.
Right. So then there's like a half a year to go still.
Yeah.
Lots of excitement, lots of blowing up.
You know, this is simple stuff. They ought to be able to get. You know, I just think we're not getting enough information.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
14 or 15 more episodes.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
I just want to tell you the same thing. Started at 8 in the morning, so already heard it.
24 starts at 8 in the morning.
This time, huh?
And it goes, so the last hour is going to be from 7 a.m. till 8 a.m.?
Exactly. Yes.
Wow, then they better start like running two episodes a night.
Yeah.
You know, it is pretty amazing to think that, but that's a lot. It's a pretty heavy duty work schedule for a major television series.
It's only 24 episodes.
But is that normal?
No, that's more. In fact, Fox was afraid to commit the first year because that's more than the usual order.
Isn't that normally 14?
No. 13?
No, I think 13 episodes a season?
I think the initial order is 13. If they get picked up for a full season, it's 26. And I know the Dicks from Friends have worked it down next year to 18. That they're going to do 18 of those. Somebody get a shovel and dig a hole to put them in a time capsule because Friends is so freaking historical.
So 24 episodes a season is not that big a deal?
Why
did I think it was less?
I believe it's two less than a normal full season complement.
And in the old days, it was 39. That's how they used to do it, right. And they'd skip the summer. But I think what needs to be said here is you guys do over 65 programs a year.
Shut up, Rob.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Same to you, Mike.
Right.
Don't forget President's Day, everybody.
Right.
A week from Monday.
Congratulations on that.
We won't be here.
Right.
Chris the Loser from Seattle is on. We have many questions for him. We'll talk to him in the next break.
Very good.
Including, for those of you listening to us on KQBZ in Seattle, we had questions, and I think we have some answers. First off, are we being had by the radio station, KQBZ.
Yes, with some big hoax.
With this guy, Chris. Well, behind the scenes, we did some checking today, and from everything we can tell, the answer is no.
Okay.
That this guy is simply a radiophile who calls our show, calls the morning show, calls the show that's on before our show in Seattle.
Very good.
This guy, Chris. So we'll talk about him in a second. I did want to open up the lines, though, for Senior Bachelorette. Step number one.
There she is.
We got to find a broad.
Now we're not gonna pick the first old broad that calls, right?
No, we're gonna unless she just totally knocks our D's in the dirt,
right?
Here's the deal: on Valentine's Day, we're gonna do Senior Bachelorette. When there will be a woman at least 50, she can be as old as possible,
right? And are we gonna do auditions?
I'm a lip reader, you know.
Are we gonna do auditions?
We're going to just play it by ear and see who calls in, who we like, who we want to... Eventually, we're going to have to see the woman in person.
All right.
So,
topless.
First step, no. We need a senior bachelorette. And here's how I imagine this thing working. Again, it's sponsored by Vera Max, so thank you very much. The girl, the lady, the senior bachelorette gets $1,000. After we select the woman who is going to be available to go on a date next Friday night, which is Valentine's night.
Right.
She agrees to come here to the radio station next Friday. First step is to find the senior bachelorette. Then we find 10 guys between the age of 21 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th, on Valentine's Day, our senior bachelorette will go on a five-minute date with each of the 10 guys.
Okay.
The five-minute date
will
be held in our production room.
Mm-hmm.
And we will get to hear everything that happens on their date.
I can only hope it's like that episode of Joe Millionaire where you heard slurp, mwah, you know, that type of gulp.
Then she narrows it down to three.
Right.
And I don't want to tell you what the three guys have to do then to present themselves to the senior bachelorette.
Rob, I don't think it involves that finger.
No, it doesn't. But anyway, and then they go out on a date, and we'll give you like $500 to have dinner with and send you out. And,
but the old lady gets a grand?
The old lady gets a grand.
That'll buy a lot of prescriptions.
The young guy gets $500. And the bid obviously is that, you know, she's old enough to be his mother, and or if all works out right, his grandmother.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping that we always skew it to the older. You know, if we could get like an 80-year-old,
she's got
to
be at least 50 though.
At least 50.
So if you or someone you know is interested in being the senior bachelorette, got to be a woman at least 50 who's got no plans on Valentine's Day, be willing to go out with a total stranger and have the whole thing tape recorded, and then you got to come back to our studio the next day, which I think is the Tuesday following, and report on everything that happened on the date.
Amen.
Well, then that lucky gal, will win $1,000 and perhaps the love of her life with the senior bachelorette.
Very exciting.
I know we'll have no problem finding the 10 guys. Age 21 to 25.
Yeah, they're already calling.
But we will start looking for a woman. So perhaps if your mom is recently single, if your grandma is full of life, if perhaps, God, I hope there's an Aunt Lola in your life somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're gonna screen them on the phone and then maybe bring them down here.
Yeah, and we just got to pick the senior bachelorette by Friday.
By Friday, fantastic.
We got to
let the auditions begin.
We got to pick her by Friday.
Take it on. Yeah, you gonna be the senior bachelorette, baby? Huh?
Yeah. Take it all off.
Come on.
Take it off.
Take it all.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Come on, honey. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Buzz?
Yes.
Take it off. Would you have any advice for our senior bachelorette? Would you just want to encourage them to call?
I think she should take it off.
Take it off. Or maybe call us now?
Call us now.
Take it off.
And then take it off.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Yeah, implore them to call, Buzz.
Ladies, you're 50 or older. You're sexier than ever. Call us now. What a dream date. The date of a lifetime. The date you need. Call us now.
Come on, baby.
And get ready, baby. Get ready to take it off. Call Don and Mike now.
Come on.
And who are you?
I'm Buzz.
Take it off.
Take it off, buddy.
Take it off.
No, you don't have to take it off.
No.
You really don't have to take it off.
You can if you want to.
Ideally, you would.
Take it off.
Depends.
A woman.
I get jokes.
So we need a senior bachelorette. And if you think you know one, or are these senior bachelorettes already?
Oh, I'm sure.
Not for goodness sakes. Hello?
Hello, Donovan.
Oh, it's a guy.
Hi, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, I'm telling your
guy. What?
I found a picture of my mother-in-law taken back in the mid-60s. Really, really almost a full nude, but not quite. Mm-hmm. Passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we were going through her stuff. And I don't know if I should keep the picture. Or...
Let me just say, dead women cannot apply for this contest.
Right. Yeah, good rule.
No. I'm asking what I should do with this picture. I mean, it's spectacular.
A nude picture of your dead grandmother?
My mother-in-law. She just died recently from liver damage. Oh. And
get a nice frame.
There you go. Keep as a keepsake.
Get a nice frame. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Obviously, you're sensitive to her memory by calling the show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Francis Liddy. I'd like to be a sexy bachelorette.
Oh, dear.
All right. Listen, we'll wait for someone who...
You're still married, to the best of my knowledge, Francis.
...wants to take this halfway seriously in name only, Mike.
Yes, of course.
And she's strong and can do math.
Of course,
Mike,
Bruce.
That's a loveless marriage. when we come back, let me make sure he's here. Chris the Loser?
Yeah.
Chris, hold on. We got to do a break.
Sure.
Come right back with you. As we still continue to look for the senior bachelorette, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me an honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah! I read you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah. He must work out.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air.
Well, hello there.
What can we do for you?
I was calling for the old bachelorette.
Oh. Are you a bachelorette?
I am.
How old are you?
Well, I don't know if I make your age cutoff. I'm 43, but I just became a grandmother 10 days ago.
Honey, I'm 44, and I'm a grandfather. Goodbye.
Oh, I tried. Bye.
See ya. Yeah. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rob.
Hello.
Don.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. It's Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Hey, I think I qualify.
Oh, I know you qualify, Anna.
How old are you, honey?
62, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Baby.
There we go.
Baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. I'm ready to come over.
How about tomorrow? Will you come down tomorrow?
What time, dear?
We'll give you a time.
Oh, dear.
Okay, how about if I come over about 4 o'clock?
Well, I said we'd give you a time, but 4 o'clock would work out fine.
Is that be okay?
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Is it Anna or Anna?
Anna.
Anna.
And Anna, you would like going out? You wouldn't mind going out on a date on Valentine's Day night with a guy who was between 21 and 25?
Oh, my God. No, I'd be happy to.
There you go, Anna.
I'll suffer through it. That's for the show.
And Anna, you know, $1,000 for the senior bachelorette.
I know.
Anna, we need to know, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, Christ. Olive Oil.
Olive oil.
Anna, are you a smoker?
No.
Okay, you're just
kidding. I have a slight, no, never smoked.
May I ask?
I thought we were going down the medical highway there for a second.
May I ask your singleness? Is it, were you divorced? Your husband died?
Oh,
you...
No, divorced.
Divorced.
Divorced, and how long were you married to your first husband?
Only a short time.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Okay. I've been single a long time.
Have you, was this your first marriage?
Yes. First really? Only.
First and only. Huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, we have tons of questions. We'll save them for tomorrow.
Very good.
You.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
And
Joe?
Buzz, if he wants to go with us.
Pardon me?
Does Buzz want to go with
Buzz,
us?
Buzz, do you want to go with him?
I might, sure.
Okay,
no,
honey.
No, Buzz is not included.
Oh, okay.
It's just you and then the guy. Hold
you
on.
You know, young and old, they all want Buzz. Yeah.
All right.
Well, hold on, Joe. We'll get the information.
And I want
okay.
them.
Okay, thank you.
Joe.
So, Joe, don't F this up. Get her information, please. Hi, Robbie.
You know, it's a good start, but I think we should really try to hold out for a 300% age difference.
Hello, Don. Mike's show.
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Are you also for Senior Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 50 and a half.
Well, now that is
50 and a half, past the cutoff mm-hmm. age.
Past yep. the cutoff age.
And I'm a grandmother twice.
A grandmother twice.
Fantastic. Oh, who is the celebrity?
And I know Mike.
What's that?
I know Mike.
Oh, my God. Have we dated?
We met at the...
Have you had sex?
The Cajun restaurant in Manassas where you played with the band last summer.
Wonderful. And did we date?
We almost did.
There you go, baby.
Who is
I also met you guys once before at the first Strip Jeopardy show of, I think it was 2000, and I was the bad girl in the leather.
Oh my!
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Michelle?
Everybody tells me Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
You're like, hold on. I was thinking Jessica Tandy. Hold on a second.
Oh, no, I'm not that old.
She sounded older than the 60-year-old.
I know. Hold on. You want to come down tomorrow, too? Is it within your schedule to come down tomorrow?
What time?
Hold on. I'll let you talk to young, muscular Joe.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Is he going to be one of the bachelors?
No, absolutely not.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is, really.
Yeah,
he, unfortunately, Joe. Is not under 25.
Right. Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Joe is the world's oldest phone screener. Okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
Time seems to be important to these women. Well, obviously.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Anna and Michelle.
Very good.
It'd be great if we could get Michelle down here right after Anna so we could meet both of them tomorrow. And, it might very well be one of those two women is the senior bachelorette.
I find them both sexy.
We only have one handicapped parking spot up top.
That's okay. That's all right, Robbie. Fox, incidentally.
Uh-huh. Partner, man.
Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to get screwed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Here's the news from Fox. This is from Fox directly. Next week on the show, the guy does not pick the girl.
Right. That's correct.
That's what I said,
yeah,
Buzz.
That's right.
Next week, the guy does not pick the girl.
Right.
2 weeks from now, the guy picks the girl.
Well, so they're going to have, what, more dates?
Let me see. The chosen one will no doubt be delighted. Evan selects his favorite lady from the two finalists in the two-hour series finale, which is not next week. And they will have a follow-up special the week after, where they bring all the people together. So next week is just going to be a giant J.O., I guess.
Well, it's probably just going to be more sex with Sarah.
The chosen one will be delighted. What she feels and expresses is anyone's guess after she learns that her Prince Charming is not exactly a charmed man. He's not worth $50 million. He's an average guy. The first hour...
That is when she stabs him with the butter knife.
Now, here's... Listen, this is what sucks. On the big two-hour finale.
Yeah.
And this is not the show next week. This is the show in 2 weeks.
It's a two-hour finale. So are they going to combine the choosing of the girl with the reunion show?
No, that's a separate show.
They're mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And I'm sorry. They're losing me on this a little bit.
Next week, is, I don't know how they're going to fill the time.
I mean, you know what? They didn't have to do it this way. They didn't have to rush through it.
Then, on the show where he's going to select a girl, that's a two-hour special. The first hour is a series recap.
Yeah.
The second hour builds to the big dramatic scene when Evan picks the girl and painfully tells her the truth. Then, the following Monday, Fox has Joe Millionaire, The Aftermath.
They may be making a calculated mistake
it's
here.
It's a gigantic mistake. I agree, Mike.
I think that they might have a little attrition based on next week not picking anybody. And if they did it next week while everybody was, like, into it, they'd have a huge number.
Yeah.
I think this might be a mistake.
Hey there, Don in my show. Hello.
Hello.
We got another senior bachelorette.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, honey?
Mary.
How old are you, Mary?
59.
Hey! 59, baby!
Mary, where are you from?
I live in Ferndale now.
And who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, people used to tell me Grace Kelly.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well, then that means you must be well-preserved.
Well, actually, yeah, not bad at all.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
How would you feel about going out with a man between the age of 21 and 25?
It wouldn't be a keeper.
It was.
You never know, Mary.
You don't know that.
Now, Mary, you'd have to go out on a date with him on Valentine's Day, and then you'd have to tape the date, bring a tape recorder, and also show up at the radio station on the following Tuesday to tell us everything that happened.
Well, I could probably do that.
All right, hold on. We'll see if we can get you a time to get you down here tomorrow, Mary.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Later the better. I do work.
Okay. You got it.
Hold on. Time is a concern for this.
You'll want to talk to
Joe.
Joe. Hold on, please.
And for my money, Grace Kelly done timeless beauty.
Yeah. And Rob's done the math. If we get a 63-year-old woman and a 21-year-old guy, Mike, the magic phrase we'll be able to use, three times as old.
Three times the age. I love that.
Three times as old.
Nothing wrong with that.
Joining us now is this guy, Chris from Seattle. Now, he had us going a couple of weeks ago when he called and said that he was contemplating suicide.
He had us at hello.
And then he went on to tell us about how he drank gasoline and ate paint chips and got fired from his job and was going to commit suicide.
It was a very, very depressing saga, and he went on and on and on, and we were fascinated by it because I don't think we've ever had anybody on the show that had this much, this many life experiences.
Also, all this emotional baggage. So yesterday he calls up and I said, hold on, I want to give you a segment tomorrow. Well, right after the guy calls, we start getting all these calls from people in Seattle saying, no, this guy's on the Ron and Don show, and he's on the BJ show, and frankly, it was put to us that it's a setup by the other jocks on our station in Seattle, KQBZ. Now, knowing how sensitive that station's management is, I couldn't imagine that that would be the case. So we did some checking today, and we found out that the guy, as far as we can tell, is just a radiophile who enjoys calling all of the shows on KQBZ.
So we're not being scammed.
We don't think so, but there's only one way to find out. And here he is now, Nutty Chris from Seattle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
So, Chris, we understand you enjoy calling BJ O'Shea and Ron and Don.
Yeah, BJ.
Pardon me?
I like BJ.
No. Do you call those other disc jockeys?
Well, I've called BJ before in the past.
Speak up there, Chris.
I've called BJ before in the past.
What kind of phone are you on, Chris?
A payphone. I lost my cell phone in the river.
All right, so you call BJ. He's the disc jockey that's on before us. Now, are either of those disc jockeys I mentioned, BJ O'Shea or Ron and Don, are they putting you up to this?
No, they're not, actually. No. The last time I talked to them was when we had an outrageous act, like maybe 2 months ago or so. That's the last time I've ever talked to them, really.
And you mentioned when you called us a couple of weeks ago, you were thinking about killing yourself, and then you called yesterday to say that you had
a good job, though, and I'm doing better now.
You called yesterday to say that you had gotten a job at, what was it, a meat packing plant?
Yeah, PacWest Foods. I quit the swimming pool place.
You what?
I quit the swimming pool.
You quit the swimming pool place? You don't work at the swimming pool? You were, what were you, a lifeguard?
Yeah, and I handed tickets out and stuff.
And you handed tickets out, so now you're working at, what do you do at the meat packing place?
I go door to door selling.
Oh, you sell meat?
Yeah, like choice black Angus steaks, some seafood, chicken, pork.
Hold on, I have to break in here for a second. We have a senior bachelorette.
Wonderful.
Hello, Dottie?
Yes. How are you?
Hi, honey.
You got to love that name right there.
Hey, Dottie, how old are you, honey?
I am 72.
Oh, baby!
How about that?
Wow. Yeah.
72 years young.
Yes, I am. I'm proud of it.
And, Dottie, you'd be interested in our senior bachelorette?
Yes, I would.
May I ask, how lovely are you? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, you know, everybody tells me I talk like Bea Arthur. I don't look like her.
Thank God. Hey, here's one for you, Dottie. What's the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
Oh, God, they're the same.
No. You could eat an old shoe if you had to.
Ah!
Oh, God.
I love jokes.
What else, sweetheart?
Dottie, the idea of...
What else, sweetheart?
The idea of dating a guy 21 to 25, does that appeal to you?
Yes, I think it would be lovely.
Lovely.
Do you still get the urges?
Do I get the urges? Oh, I always have the urges.
There you go. Good answer, Dottie.
Baby, can we get you down here tomorrow to meet you?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Joe will handle this. Hold on, please, Dottie.
All right, dear.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank you, Joe. That's your second deer that you've gotten.
Let me get back here to old Stinky Poon. Make sure he doesn't F this up.
I'm eating.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Where's Joseph?
They're busy getting all the information from these old sores that are coming down.
Oh, Charlie.
It's horrible of you.
I'm sorry. Money grubbers.
Charlie. Come on, Charlie.
Money grubbers.
All right, but we're setting them all up for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I don't want any of our senior bachelorettes to be discouraged by that monkey man. Ignore him.
Everybody's got a code. His is I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's is Stinky Poon. Lisa's is Titty Bar.
Absolutely.
Now let's go back to... Hold on.
Chris.
What is this? First, we got some other guy. Michael?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Michael. What can we do for you?
Joe Arnger is a dick!
Now, why do you say that?
But, hey, you know what? He just vindicated himself, and that's why I feel so bad ragging on the guy now.
Why?
Because I called to say how much of a dick he was, and now he lets me through to tell the world how much of a dick he is. So,
well,
what do you
fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Why do you think, I mean, I know why Joe's a dick, but why do you think Joe is a dick?
You know, he discriminates his callers to the point where he doesn't give you a chance to...
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
He doesn't give you a chance to tell you why you're even calling. Like,
and why are you calling?
I want to suck with...
Okay.
might have been a good idea to keep that going. I don't know. Who knows what...
Call back.
I think I heard suck.
Yeah. Call back.
Maybe he had something to say.
Call back. Hello. Yeah, who's this?
Carl.
Oh, I'm looking for Chris. Carl.
Give Joe Ottinger a raise.
Oh, are you the Joe fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe.
The love and the hate of Joe.
Because I don't know Joe today. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hey.
So, you're now selling meat door-to-door in the greater Seattle area.
Yeah, I'm down in Federal Way. Do you want me to tell you where I'm at so people come?
Sure. Go ahead, Chris.
I am at Highway 18 and... We're on Highway 18 right next to Costco at the Chevron station.
All right,
you know, I don't want to be, I know we've been talking about being scammed and stuff, and you say you're at a payphone?
Yeah.
It sounds like a cell phone to me.
No, it sounds like a payphone to me.
It dropped out a little bit.
Because I don't have
I tell you what, we'll have $100.
Did you hear that drop out just there?
No.
Payphones don't drop out like that.
We'll have $100 for the first listener who can verify that this guy is at this payphone in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm right here at the Chevron, guys, right across from Flying J's and Denny's restaurant right next to Sherry's.
And what's the address again?
It's Highway 18, 348th Street, and I think it's Wild Waves Park Drive.
All right, now, Chris, listen, here's the deal. I want to tell you, I don't want to overinflate your ego, but I want to tell you something, that in many ways... You're gold to a radio show like Mike and I do.
Right.
You're a man who is obviously mentally unstable.
Oh.
You've thought about suicide.
Everybody has.
Probably not. You worked as a lifeguard. You are a crappy lifeguard. You're now selling meat door to door. I'll tell you, you're a lightning rod. The people either love you or they hate you on the show. However, we cannot share you with other disc jockeys.
Well, I like your show.
You're either tagged and branded that you're on our show, or we let you go and we share you with all the other disc jockeys in the world, and we want nothing to do with you.
I like your show.
So what are you telling us, Chris?
I'm yours.
He's ours.
He's ours.
Beautiful.
You won't be going on any other shows.
No, I like you guys. I turned you on. Remember when I told you I was painting last summer? Or the summer before is when I first...
You told us an awful lot of stuff the last time you called, Chris.
How could we not like this guy, Mike?
He's wonderful.
You're skeptical?
I'm skeptical. And I've got my guard up, and it just... That phone just sounded weird to me the first time he called, but...
It's the NCS communications phone. It says for a refund or repair.
All right, that's good. Then you're gaining credibility.
All right, then get a... Chris... Chris, we're coming up on a break. So once again, give your location. And, and hopefully someone with a cell phone will get to where you are, and they can call us on a separate line to verify who you are.
Sure, actually.
What, Chris?
You're listening to Don and Mike? This guy's listening to Don and Mike. He wants $100.
Already.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on.
His name is Greg.
How do you know?
I didn't hear that exchange at all.
How does Chris know your name is Greg?
Because my uniform says Greg right on the front.
Okay, we're sleuthing right now, and every time they've got an answer for us.
What do you do, Greg?
I'm a service technician for a heating and air conditioning company.
You want to give him a plug?
Sure, ProStaff Mechanical.
Right.
Taking care of
the water. Can you describe Chris to us?
Can I describe Chris to us?
Don't answer the question with the question.
Sorry. He's got a pair of shorts on, khaki shorts, and a pullover champs, pullover sweatshirt type thing with a baseball cap and a white T-shirt.
Does he look nuts? Don't answer a question with a question.
Terribly sorry. Nah, he looks like an average guy.
I got a cell phone, man. I'll call him verify.
Another guy just showed up.
Wow.
All right, tell the guy with the cell phone to call us.
Sounded like Ted Tom.
I need to know this.
I don't like this guy.
I don't like this guy either, and this guy makes me uneasy. We're in that crap detection mode.
I like him.
You like who?
I like Chris.
I'm not talking about Chris.
You don't like Greg.
I'm talking about this guy.
You don't like Greg, the second guy.
Yeah, this guy. He sounds... A little radio-ish.
I called the cell phone, just said it's busy. How can I verify for you? I was driving down, and I'm going down south to another job. Just heard you guys on the radio talking about stopping by and verify. Just happened to be going right by there.
All right, okay.
All right.
Right here, right next to the Flying J. Another guy just showed up here.
All right, well, this
is... On his cell phone, it says it's still busy.
This is almost like... And I see that all of our national lines are busy.
That would be true.
Very good.
So that would be true. Well, then, unless we get another piece of evidence... Greg will give you $100.
Okay.
Hold on a second. We have someone wants to call with something else. Tony.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there, honey. You're calling from the Seattle area?
No, it's not Seattle. It's Federal Way. Outside of Seattle.
Gotcha.
And I'm on 348. I'm driving in that direction. I'm going to verify if they're really there or not.
All right.
Greg will give us $100. He beat me to it.
We'll believe this girl if there's
a... Yeah, we need a confirmation. We'll try, and we need to get the guy with the alleged uniform
that says Greg on
to stay there so we can, if we're going to give him $100.
Yeah, hold on a second. Tony, there will be something in it for you. Hold on a second. Hey, who's this, Greg or Chris?
It's still Greg. You want Chris or me?
No, Greg, you stay there.
Let me tell you something. If we verify this is true, I love Chris, and I'll tell you why I love Chris. He didn't just lose his cell phone. He lost it in the river.
Hold on a second. And you realize if Tony shows up, the girl Tony, and the guy Greg, we'll have the Greg and Tony show.
Fantastic.
It'll be back again.
And didn't Greg say he worked in some sort of heating and air conditioning?
Yeah. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, he did.
It's fascinating.
Although it was the other way around.
Absolutely.
Tony?
Yes.
Tony, where are you?
Shocking.
Where are you at right now?
I'm right on 348th. There's a couple of Chevron stations. He's heading by the Flying J. So I'm about a stop away, like a traffic light away.
I'm over here now.
All right, we'll give you...
I'm a girl. I can't give good directions.
Okay, so you know, do you think, you know, now this is like honk for cash. How long do you think it'll take you to get to where this guy is?
I'm about 20 seconds.
Right. 20 seconds. All right,
I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you. Here's the guy again who thinks that Joe's a dick.
Yeah, Joe is a dick. But I want to get right to the bottom line here, folks. First of all, Don's
Can't say that. That'll be dumped out.
Shucks.
He said something about our program director in Philadelphia.
I'm at anal sphincter.
Right, whatever. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
Bottom line is...
Okay, the Playboy shots for Lisa.
Right.
No lower leg shots, nothing for the foot guys. Come on! I want to see Lisa's feet, soles, toes, the whole nine yards, the whole nine, size nine, whatever.
Okay, whatever. Hello, Tony.
Okay, which gas station is he at, the Shell station or the Chevron station?
I think he said Chevron. Hold on. Greg, which gas station are you guys at?
Well, the Chevron station has been taken over by the Shell.
The Shell station.
Hold on.
It's Greg's trouble.
It's the Shell station, Tony.
So are you giving directions to a station?
Major auto supply place is he next to?
Hold on, let me just put you on with them.
Yeah.
Hold on, here you go. Greg, talk to Tony.
Dude, everybody's talking. Right across the street from the Denny's, the Flying J, right on the corner here.
There's a Shell station. There's
one gas station here.
What kind of car are you driving?
There's pro staff on it. Big
fan. Come on, lady.
There's only two payphones sitting out in the front, right next to the main.
Oh, I see the back of your ball spot. You're right there.
Well, I mean, there's like 50 billion cars stopping by here honking.
Greg, do you have a ball spot?
I see them. They're there.
All right, well, pull up and see if this guy has a patch on his shirt that says Greg.
Okay, I'll be there. I'm at the red light.
There's now like five guys standing around here with cell phones trying to call.
All right, hold on, because here's another guy who says he's there now. Jason.
Yes, you won't be able to talk to Chris or Greg because they're both giving me oral negotiations right now, Don.
What are you talking about,
what
sir?
What are you talking about?
You see, what the problem is?
It's Seattle.
All of these calls are coming from the same location.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. I agree.
Okay. Tony.
Hello?
Tony, are you there yet?
No, I'm at the damn red light. It's long. This is the suburbs, man. We got long red lights here.
Rob's doing a Seattle dance.
The dance has begun.
Oh, Greg? Hey, Greg?
Yes, sir.
Greg,
do
you see a crazy middle-aged woman driving towards you at the stoplight?
I'm not middle-aged. I'm young.
With a mustache?
How old are you, Tony?
I'm 35.
Oh, my God.
And I can't honk the horn.
What? What was that?
The honking, trucks honking here.
Everybody's honking when they go by.
Yeah, this is trouble, chaos.
Well, no, see, I believe that these guys are where they say they are.
Well, I'm not beginning to. It's just I'd like to get a confirmation of it.
People are listening to the show. All right, here's another guy, James, who says he's there.
All I want is a confirmation.
Hey, Donna, Mike.
Hi, James.
I am up here. It's actually a Shell station, not a Chevron. I'm actually on a cell phone right now looking at the fools.
All right, the guy, Greg, does his shirt say Greg?
I don't know. I'll go over there and look right now. I'm actually in my car.
Oh, Christ.
That's my trouble.
Tony.
Effort.
All right, I just pulled up. Somebody does have a shirt on. It says Greg.
There we go.
It says Greg.
We've established trust.
Then, Greg,
yep.
You win $100. Put Chris back on the phone.
Everybody's on it. It's a big Donna Mike party.
You got a lot of people out there right now?
I have to say I'm the only minority in many ways.
What?
I'm the only minority in many ways.
You're the only woman?
I'm the only woman. I'm the only black person out here.
The only black woman.
You're probably the only black person in the state of Seattle. I mean, the state of Washington.
No, that's not true.
Seattle's not a state yet, is it?
Not yet. Not yet, but they're working on it. Yeah.
All right, then let me see. Tony?
Yes.
Tony, you got the Joe Millionaire prize pack with exclusive Fox Joe Millionaire stuff, shirts and hats and all that other stuff. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. And
Hello?
Chris? Is Chris back on the line?
Hold on. Let me see. Chris?
Yeah?
Okay.
There's so many people here. This whole place is getting completely loaded with cars.
All right. Chris, just tell me something. You're nuts. What radio show owns you?
Don and Mike?
Okay.
And do you have any meat in your car now?
Yeah, I do. I got choice Black Angus steaks and beef and seafood, pork, chicken. If I don't get it off the truck, I don't have a job now. Monday.
Well, then maybe people could buy some meat from him when he's out there.
Let me ask.
Hey, I'm doing a 2-for-1. $2.99, I'll give you 60 pounds of meat.
Wow.
Let me ask James. Hey, James?
Yeah.
James, you're the guy with the cell phone, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, $299. Yeah.
You want to buy some meat from this guy?
I don't want to take it if he's giving it away for free.
Choice Black Angus. You buy one, I'll give you another one. I'll give you a couple T-bone steel. I'll give you some more shrimp.
Well, what do you, Chris, what are you selling like just a steak for?
What?
What are you selling just a steak for?
Because the steak is so valuable.
No, no, no.
Oh, God. Chris,
how much for one steak?
$150.
$1.50?
No, $150 for 60 pounds of meat.
Chris,
one steak?
One steak, you moron.
Oh, okay. $5.
$5.
$5.
Oh, okay. Pretty pricey.
All right. Yeah. Good luck.
It's good meat.
Well, not really, Mike. At the grocery store, like for a good porterhouse, I'll pay $12, and that's just at Safeway.
Black Angus,
$7.99 a pound for T-bone.
Black Angus.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, Chris? Maybe you'll get some business, and maybe you've learned your lesson. Don't call the other radio shows.
I know. do you think that I will be getting my Divine Secrets of the Eye Sister House Club?
Okay. You'll get that very soon.
Still waiting for that. Can I ask Chris a question?
Yes, go ahead,
Chris,
Buzz.
How did you lose your cell phone in the river?
I was fishing, and my brother and I got in a fight, and he smacked me with his rod.
I love that.
Okay, thanks. We have to break here, fellas.
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
And, Charlie, are you here just to bug me about the commercials, or?
That's all it is.
That's it.
This loser will be around after him.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I love Charlie Falls.
Oh, snap out of it, will you?
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Here we are. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I wasn't talking to you.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, on your way home, you pick up some more toothpaste, and your toothbrush is a little bit up there, buddy. Take it easy.
What the hell was that?
Don't know.
Very strange.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Not for real.
What?
I called and it came right through for real.
Yeah, are you calling for Senior Bachelorette?
Yeah, no. Oh, no, is that contest still going, Don? Oh, dear, I wanted to thank...
Oh, no, is this that old broad from Kansas?
Yes, it is. You don't, please. I mean, you, and I'm not a...
I remember you.
You know, I thought about that 50 thing, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You're the lady that thought the secret sound contest wasn't fair because it wasn't a common everyday sound.
Wait a minute.
Like the sound of me snapping your neck in two.
Let me tell you, when I heard...
The sound of me digging the hole.
Be quiet. A
your lifeless body to the hole.
I'm trying to tell you something.
You know, all you've been doing is running your mouth since we picked up the phone.
Oh, come on, Buzz. I thought you'd be on my side.
This was Mike.
That was Mike, and this is Don.
Oh, yeah, no, I know you.
I have a question for you.
Wait, no.
A query for you.
Wait, let me tell you something.
What?
Let me
ask you this call.
Wichita that won.
What do we owe this Inquisition?
What do we owe this call?
Was the woman from Wichita that won the secret sound.
What?
Oh,
what did you say?
You hear what I'm saying.
No, I didn't hear you.
What did you say?
You did. I'm asking you.
What are you saying?
That dumb, crazy, can't believe that stupid contest still exists.
What do you want?
Well, actually, what I wanted was appreciate the fact that I was listening in when Frida called in and said when she was going to be on John Edwards' show. That's actually what I called about.
Good. All right. Goodbye, then.
Buzz doesn't like you either.
And you're from her hometown.
Yes,
if you're wondering about that, Frida. will be on the John Carney show Thursday. Check your local listings.
Right.
She'll be on with both of her sisters and her mom on the John Carney show.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
I had a unique conversation with my sister-in-law, Robin, because I said everybody should watch the show and select who would you do. If it was my wife,
right,
or Robbie, my sister-in-law, or my other sister-in-law, Judy, or even Big Frida. And Robin said, oh, God, you shouldn't have said that, that no one would select her. And I say, au contraire.
Yeah.
I say, au contraire to you, sister-in-law, Robin.
I say bravo to you, sir.
I say two words to you, Robbie. Fitty talk.
Wow.
Let me say that to you.
I certainly hope that they are evident on the broadcast, that we can see her bounty.
I don't see how it's possible that they wouldn't be.
Be hard to hide them is what you're saying?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, Bob. Hey.
Hey, Lisa sounds a little hoarse, but, you know, that's not what I was wanting to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I had a brief conversation with her before the show, but she's mad at me now about the whole instant message.
Like, she hasn't even come in. I mean, she came in here briefly. I haven't seen her tan or anything.
She's not talking.
That's a little hoarse today.
She's not speaking?
No, she's mad now. But earlier today, she lost her voice on her gay cruise.
Party hardy, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever get into about your brother, about the car or the speeding tickets?
Oh. Outstanding question. I got it on my to-do list. Jimmy Jaguar.
I called you Friday.
All right, I'll try to get to it.
Sure, man.
But first, we want to debut a new segment right now, being as offices across the greater America listening area are open. It's time, and you never know how a new bit's going to go.
Right.
But we'll see. It's time for the premiere, of Don and Mike's affiliate roulette.
Be
that's right, the game where we
tonight.
Yeah, a big deal. Now at random, we'll be calling one, maybe more than one affiliate. First, to see if they know who we are.
Good.
Second, to see what kind of feedback we can get from management, sales, or programming.
Yeah, it's a basic how you going, how you doing call.
Good. And the most important question, are we still on the air on your radio station?
That's usually the first question.
Yeah. Let's start Don and Mike's affiliate roulette right now. I think we're going to start with,
you got to spin it first, Don.
All right, I'm looking at the list here, and I'm thinking, I can't pick. I can just... And it is...
Everybody stop talking as soon as the wheel stops. You know, if you spin that again, you could really hear the way that... Everybody's standing around, milling around, and then as soon as the wheel stops...
Green Bay.
Hey, WNFL.
Yep, that's the station. We've never called there before. Never.
Go, Pack, go.
So get ready for affiliate roulette.
And get ready for fun. It starts, just for those of you that may not have heard affiliate roulette, it starts with the receptionist.
Now. Number you have reached, area code... 9-2-0
Not a good sign.
4-3-5-2-3
Oh, I dialed wrong. Hold on.
Okay.
Has been disconnected.
I dialed wrong.
Well, that's happened at affiliates before.
I'm a...
I'm sorry. The power has been turned off. There's no one here any longer.
Now, I think because we're calling an affiliate station, I'm going to say, hey, hi, this is Don and Mike. Do you mind going on the air with us? She says, okay. All right.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. You work at WNFL in Green Bay?
Yes, I do.
We have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know who we are?
I do know who you are. Your afternoon show.
Very good.
Yes.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Really? Uh-oh, they're getting tougher.
Don, I would assume that leads to the other question that would be obvious. Are we still on the air there?
Are you still on the air there?
Yes. Please don't answer a question with a question.
Still on the air in Green Bay.
Yes, you are.
Now, you are at the front desk.
I'm at the front desk.
You are the director of First Impressions.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what kind of response you're receiving at the front desk to the Don and Mike show in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Excellent question.
I can't say those words. No.
You can tell us if you get...
I get people who really love you.
Do you get a lot of hate calls?
Complaints?
They're not hate. They just tell me that it's all my fault that we have them on. And
give me the ratio of hate calls to love calls. And please be brutally honest with us.
Probably more hate calls. But I flunk math, so I don't know percentages.
But would you say the switchboard lights up when our show's on?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Be brutally honest with us now.
Yes.
Yes.
So you get lots of calls.
I think we have a lot of people who love your show.
The last hate call you got about us, can you tell us about that one? Do you remember? Was it today?
It wasn't today. And actually, it's been a little while. Maybe last week?
Last week? What was the last hate call you got? Do you remember?
Well, they just really are shocked that you can use some of the things you say on the air.
There you go.
Goddamn right.
That's good stuff.
Well, good talking to you.
Well, thank you.
May I ask your first name, darling?
My name is Linda.
Linda, and let me say to you, yeah, hey there, and you know, go Pac, go.
Thank you.
You know I'm a Packers guy all the way.
Great.
Did you know that about Don?
Thank you.
Linda?
Yes.
Did you know that about Don, that he's a big Packers fan?
I did know that.
Actually named his son after Bart Starr?
Because Bart Starr came to see me when I was in the hospital and was a kid. You didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I met Bart Starr and his wife.
Carrie, I've met her many times, yes.
They're wonderful people.
Yes. Vince right now is frowning on you.
Why?
Because you don't know anything about our show.
Well, I answer the phones. I can't do everything.
Very busy. Would it be safe to say, Linda, when our show's on the air, that you get more calls than at any other time during the day?
My phones are always busy. But your show does bring phone calls.
All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10.
No, don't do math. I flunk math.
No, this is just your personal opinion. A scale of 1 to 10. How much do you like our show on WNFL? And please be brutally honest.
Yes, that's the key. Brutal honesty.
Well, since I don't get to hear the whole parts of it.
Yeah, just what you hear.
Just what I hear. I probably would be the shock mom.
Okay, so you get like what, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 2?
Is that meaning bad or good?
Yeah, meaning you don't like it that much.
10 would be good and a 2 would not be so good.
Oh, probably, yeah, you're right.
A 2, okay.
You know what? I think that people have fun.
All right.
People who love your show, they do, and they tell us.
Okay. And may I ask your height and weight?
No.
Okay.
That's probably why I wouldn't like your show. Oh, no.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's a hit.
That went well.
Well, I think it's time for another spin of the wheel.
Affiliate roulette, ladies and gentlemen.
Affiliate roulette. Here we go.
Spin the big wheel.
Now, who knows where the hell we're going to end up next. Well, this one is a shocker, Mike, and I didn't even know that we were on this station.
What do we have, Don?
Duluth, Minnesota.
I didn't know we were on in Duluth, Minnesota either.
KXTP.
You know what's great about this? When you don't know whether we're on or not, we might not be on. KXTP. Very exciting. It can only get better.
Yeah.
After our conversation with Linda.
I have to use the phone rule. You know that. Hi, Lori. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show, hopefully on your station. Would you mind coming on the air with us for a second? This is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show. We think it's on KXTP right now. Would you mind coming on the air with us? Okay, she says okay. Here she is.
Who's this?
Here is, I'm sorry, your first name was?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. Are we on KXTP?
Can you tell us right now, is the Don and Mike show on KXTP?
Yes. It's on KXTP.
It's on KXTP.
Now, is this is KXTP the only station there, or are you one of those group station things?
We have a group.
Yeah, of course. They all do.
Lori, Morning Glory, may I ask, Do you receive a lot of calls about our show? Do you receive any calls? Do you receive hate calls, positive calls, any calls?
Actually, we don't receive too many calls, which is rather surprising.
How do you think the show's going, Lori?
Oh, I think it's going fine.
Fine?
You think it's surprising that you're not getting the large volume of hate calls, for instance, that they're getting in Green Bay?
Yeah, it is kind of surprising.
You don't get any calls at all about our show?
We haven't been getting that many.
Really?
Actually.
You think we have to work harder to be nastier so you'll get more calls?
I don't think so. I don't like to take nasty calls.
You don't like to get the hate calls? Have you gotten any hate calls about our show?
No, we haven't.
You haven't? Oh, that's now. Ladies and gentlemen, when we're playing affiliate roulette, this is bad.
Now,
this is not good.
Around the station, when 2 o'clock Central Time comes and it's time to fire up the Don and Mike show, tell me, is there a palatable level of excitement throughout the KXTP building?
Well, you know, it's pretty exciting here all the time.
All the
time. I don't
know
if it's any different. When
round the clock excitement at KXTP, Mike.
How many stations do you have there?
Six.
You have 6 of them.
And may I ask your height and weight?
I don't think so.
All right, that's understandable. So, you personally, have you had an opportunity to listen to the Don and Mike show?
I'm too busy to listen to most of the time.
You've never listened to any of it?
Nope, I don't. I'm sorry.
You've never heard the show?
I never have heard the show.
Oh, geez.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
Thanks for playing Affiliate Roulette.
Thank you very much.
KXTP.
All right, it's Don and Mike Affiliate Roulette. Do we have time to spin the wheel one more time, Mike?
I sure hope so, Don. I'd love you to spin that wheel again.
Okay, here we go. Spin away.
All right.
There we go. And how about that fun at KXPP?
All right. What other S-hole are we going to now?
Well, Mike, this time it landed on 98 Rock.
Mike, where?
Ocean City.
Oh, 98 Rock. I thought it was 96 Rock.
What did I say? It's 96 Rock, but it's 95 on the dial.
Ah, gotcha.
95.9.
Well, all right.
So hold on. I got to do this thing to get past the front desk.
96 Rock.
You're by audit.
I'm in a message thing now.
Oh, yeah. They're packing it in early at 96 Rock.
Hold on. For assistance, press 0.
Okay, good. Maybe we'll get somebody.
Here we go.
Maybe we'll get another Lori.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's not good. We're not on the hold. Can you hear that?
Well, they have a lot of stations there, too, don't they?
I mean, don't they all?
Yeah. Some dumb cunt.
Our offices are now closed.
Okay.
Normal office out.
Oh, man.
Hi, you've reached clear channel. Our officer, you know what that means? That means time for a bonus spin.
A bonus spin on Affiliate Roulette. See, we can go out west.
Got to be a West Coast city this time, Mike. Got to be West Coast.
What affiliate are we calling now, Don?
Now I got to spin again.
Okay, you didn't like that result?
It stopped on Pittsburgh that time.
Okay, that's East Coast. That's not going to work.
How about, that'll work. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Excellent.
What radio station are we calling, Don?
KSFN.
KSFN. AM or FM?
AM.
AM. AM.
AM.
See what happens here.
Exciting.
Here we go. Oh, now I've got to do this thing on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Hi, honey. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Are you the receptionist? Would you mind coming on the air with us for a second? Yeah.
Okay,
here she says.
She'll be coming back on with us.
Huh?
All right. Hello there. What's your name?
Megan.
Hi, Megan. Hi. We're playing Affiliate Roulette today on the Don and Mike Show, and as it turns out, we just spun KSFN in Las Vegas.
Megan, are we still on the air there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you tell us, do you receive any calls about the show, lots of calls, a few calls?
I receive a few calls once in a while.
And the calls that you get, are they hate calls?
No.
Really?
They're love calls?
Yeah.
Love calls.
I haven't had one hate call yet.
Not yet.
Wow, that's good.
What kind of love calls do you get?
I don't know. A lot of comments on your guys' show and everything.
Megan, are you familiar with the show yourself?
No.
Have you ever had a chance to listen to the Don and Mike show?
No.
None of the receptionists we've called today have ever had a chance to listen to our show.
Well, they're working so darned hard.
Right.
Yeah, they are.
How's the show going, Megan?
Good.
Well, what do you think the best thing about the Don and Mike show being on KSFN in Las Vegas is?
What's the best thing?
What's the best thing about our show, being on KSFN?
You guys are cool. You guys called me to talk on there. Yeah.
Are you, can I ask you a question, Megan?
Yeah, sure.
Are you hot?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, wait, what's your height and weight?
Huh?
What's your height and weight?
5'4" and like 136.
Yeah, okay. And Mike, the reason that we don't get a lot of hate calls is very hard to offend in a city that has legalized gambling and legalized prostitution.
Absolutely. Yeah. People, you know, have relaxed standards.
So I would say out of the three affiliates we've called today, Green Bay.
I think we're humming in Green Bay.
Duluth, Minnesota.
I think we can't get arrested in Duluth.
And Las Vegas.
I don't think we're getting a straight answer from Megan.
You don't think so? Megan, would you say, now, you're there, you're the director of First Impressions.
Me?
Megan. Would you say the show is hot as a firecracker? Would you say the show is as hot as day-old pizza? Or is the show as hot as that babe that Phil Spector just shot?
Choice number one.
Hot as a firecracker.
Nice. Thank you, Megan.
Right, no problem.
Megan, thanks for being on Don and Mike's Affiliate Roulette. Oh, and Megan, what's your favorite cheese?
Cheddar.
Thanks, honey.
Good girl.
Good
answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And that's how we play Affiliate Roulette.
I spell that S for success.
We'll play it again sometime.
Fantastic.
According to Westwood One, and we counted this time, there's 62 of these babies out there right now.
Wow. Hey, Duluth!
And there's lots of them that we had no idea. Like, did you even know? Did you get the memo about Duluth?
Hell no.
Neither did I.
I had no idea. Neither did Duluth.
Well, we're on there, and that's how we play Don and Mike Affiliate Roulette.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Brandon from up in Green Bay.
Yeah, hey there, Brandon. Hey.
We love you guys up here.
Well, you know, I think really if you were objectively assessing all the stations we called during Affiliate Roulette, you would say Green Bay's where it's happening for us.
And I'll tip my hand a little bit to tell you that I've seen the Arbitrons for Green Bay, and that we do very well in Green Bay.
That doesn't surprise me.
We do real good on Green Bay.
Have you seen the Arbitrons for Duluth?
All we have to do up here is listen to the radio and drink beer and eat brats. So, yeah, you guys are top of our priority list.
I don't think Duluth is an Arbitron-rated market, Mike.
Yeah, Duluth. No. Isn't that the northernmost part of Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you might as well be in Canada.
Their predicted low tonight is 20 below.
Hey, wow. Don and Mike Show. God, they better be listening. What else are they going to do?
Exactly.
They're going to listen to the show and F.
Right.
And light fires.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I got a comment about WNFL.
Yes.
Hey, that Lulu or whatever from WNFL, she's lucky she should have a job, because the only decent program that station's got is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I'm feeling the love from Green Bay.
I enjoy this. Isn't that the Packers station, though, too?
They carry the Packers stations on FM up here as well.
Yeah, but it's also on WNFL, right?
No, WNFL blows. Most of their local programming is the Good Neighbor Show. People trading recipes about cranberry raisin bread or some crap.
Are the Packers on WNFL or not?
Come on, the Packers are on every station up here. You can find them up and down the radio dial.
I'm not going to get a straight answer.
No. Hey, but we got cranberry raisin bread.
I thought the station was.
You
like
thought that we were on the big like AM that covers the Packers.
They are the rights holders. They probably, it's like a Baltimore. There's an AM station and an FM station.
But you know,
we're the cranberry station.
I still like it. I still feel the love. I really do.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
God, I really wish you had asked all three of those ladies if they had graduated high school or had their GEDs. I swear to God, that is just a brain drain on radio.
Well, I'm glad you like it. It's coming back as a regular segment, Don and Mike's Affiliate Roulette.
And all those ladies, I love them.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I got it. Okay. Hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're all here.
You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. My name is what? My name is who?
Hi.
My name is Lady.
Now I see that. I see that Joe has a hate call on the line. But I doubt the sincerity since it says it's from Florida. I don't think we're on in Florida. I don't think we're on in Florida. Hello, Don and Mike.
No, you're not on in Florida.
Well, then why are you calling?
Well, I'm listening to it on the computer. I have a stream.
One of those illegal things that we look the other way at. Wink, wink.
Well,
whereabouts in Florida?
Well, that's why I don't want to be real specific. I don't want to get in trouble on the Gulf Coast.
Right. So,
near where the Bucks are.
Is this a hate call?
Yeah.
Well, why would you listen to an illegal feed of a show on the internet if you hated it?
Well, that's what your screener asked. I'll say that I've heard about you guys. I've heard that you guys do a show, so I thought I'd just listen to it. And I told your screener how incredibly lame the show was.
Where did you hear that we did a show?
Well,
down in Florida, on the Gulf Coast, in Tampa. We used to be on in Tampa.
I heard there was this douchebag who is compulsive about J-O-ing and then picking his nose and eating it that was going to call us up and pretend to be a hate caller.
Anyway, that last bit you did...
Isn't it the guy with pink eye?
Calling
hand
up...
To
no. How's your radio show going?
Well, anyway,
No, answer my question. How's your radio show going?
It was dull. It was boring.
How's your radio show going? How's your radio show going? How's yours going?
It was planned.
Va, 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 va. How's your show going?
You don't?
You don't have a radio show.
But I have a...
Jealous, are we?
No.
Are we jealous?
But you have a what?
I have an opinion. Your show sounds like a couple of high school kids.
I have an opinion. You sound like a high school nerd.
Don't you guys plan before you go on the air?
I plan to talk to high school nerds. Guys who never got laid in high school. Guys who eventually end up on rooftops of McDonald's shooting at people because they just didn't get the respect that they needed when they were in high school. Cross-eyed nerds in Tampa Bay.
That's going to be the new put-down there, cross-eyed.
You know what? I imagine that you two...
Yes, I do know what. So don't ask me, do you know what? I do know what. I do know this. I am the Lord of this microphone, and I am the Lord of the computer that you are listening to me speak on. Top me on that, nerd. You cannot.
Are you the God of Hellfire also?
And I bring you fire. I would tell you something. We've had a lot of hate calls. You're the worst hate call we've ever
not
had.
Qualified. You don't try to talk over us. That's what a real hate caller does.
Well, I don't.
He just babbles along.
You're no good.
When we're talking.
You're no good. God, you suck. You're awful.
It's a you suck call. It's a you have no talent call.
Uh-huh.
Who asked you?
Nobody asked me.
Then go away.
Right.
We don't need your opinion,
hey,
Mr.
Douche,
Man.
Douche, I don't know how you want to rate making it or being successful or being popular. If you would like to compare W-2s, if you would like to compare life in general, if you would like to compare where I am in my career and where you are in your career, if you would like to compare the fact that you can turn on a computer and hear my voice and... Come on. Offer me something more than this. I mean, offer me something. You know everything about me, but I know nothing about you.
I didn't say I knew everything about you.
Well, you know enough to form an opinion that the show stinks. Tell me about you.
That's easy. Anyone listening can tell that.
Now, wait a minute. Now usually, let me throw this out at you, okay?
Okay.
Normally, when somebody hates the show, there's a hot button that is pushed. There's a particular reason. It's not just this blanket general comment that you're making about suck and dull and all that. There's something that is said that motivates you,
Mike. I know
to be an active from a passive individual.
Okay.
When we were doing affiliate roulette, we asked, do you get any hate calls about us? This guy heard that. He's a copycat from the last bit and thought, hey, I'm going to get my chance to get my nut by calling and pretending to be a hate caller.
No, wrong.
Yes.
What I find incredible is that...
What I find incredible is that you're still on our show. Goodbye, douche, not calling from Florida. Bye. And I will now verify that.
That he was not calling from Florida.
Right.
Which was suspected all along. Cross-eyed now, working its way into the push-down.
2-7-7-8.
Oh, maybe he was.
Listening on his computer?
Maybe he was. I didn't catch it. You know, whenever I do that, so many people in this building hit a button.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're so paranoid that I'm going to give out a number.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the 5 o'clock hour.
I just wanted to know the area code.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I heard a weird double dial tone thing there.
Yeah, I did too.
When I went to it. Christ! He righty! I hear 727 is a Florida area code.
Ah. Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Who knows?
He's simply what you said he was. A nerd at a computer.
Right. Copycat.
But there, you know, usually is something. You know what it is a lot of times? It's just the desire to be on the air.
Yeah. Well, we have been asking for hate calls.
Yeah. We've been indicating that hate calls, which they are, is a sign that the show is doing well.
But it's a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Yes, and you know, the best are real, naturally occurring hate calls that come from people that are somewhat unstable.
And
real ones.
The best compliment that guy could have gave us, is that we sound like we're in high school.
And that is a compliment.
Thanks.
That's been the goal for years and years.
Thanks, douche.
You know, there was a guy in an iron lung one time that called us college radio. And
that's Imus.
And we consider that to be a high compliment.
Anus in the morning. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How's up, man?
Hey. Yo.
Hey, it is February, and y'all ain't said nothing about Black History Month. I want to hear some Negro news, man. What's up with that?
All right. I want all my Negro friends, all my colored friends to listen right now. You know how on Friday we normally do a sports thing with a sports guest?
Oh, yeah.
For the next 4 Fridays in a row, we're going to have special Negro guests, and they're going to be taking segments talking about Black History Month.
Now, we're going to be bringing in regular people that have been on the show.
Or as many of our black listeners was at Black History Month.
And not that Uncle Tom mailman y'all got coming on there, neither.
Now, he's going to be very upset if he hears you say that.
Indeed, he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't black.
As is our friend, Mr. 40.
We'd like to give this gentleman an opportunity. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm headed to the Wizard game. I'm on my cell phone. I'm going to watch Jordan, the black man, dunk on them dudes.
But you are calling from the D.C. area. Would you like your own segment?
Well, I don't know if he's deserving, Mike. He's not.
Well, let's talk to him for a bit.
I mean, what would he bring to the table?
Jordan?
Yes, if you had your own segment on the show for Black History Month, what would you do?
I would talk about
I don't know.
Okay, see, our mission failed.
Bye-bye.
Bye, man.
Good job. But right. Robert the Angry Mailman is slated to be on the show.
He is. I don't know who it is. It's either him, Mr. 40, or Grady on Friday.
Excellent.
That's all I know is that we do have some Black History stuff.
Very good.
On the horizon. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, hi.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? This is me again.
Oh, not the lady from
Wait,
Kansas.
You know what? You guys never did. You came on me so strong. You hated me from the beginning, and I hadn't even done anything.
Mike, we came on her so strong.
We came on her at the beginning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sometimes the luster fades after that.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Hottie.
Hi, honey.
Hey, no, I said Hottie. I was talking
hottie.
To Mike.
Hi, baby.
I'm sorry. Let me get out of the way, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Don and Buzz, hello to you, too.
That's right. Don't worry about them. What do you have to say to me?
I just wanted to, I wonder why you guys are worrying about these old ladies, these old vets getting a date on Valentine's Day. Mike's doing. He's available.
He's playing with his nipples right now.
How old are you, baby?
Gross.
Tell me how old you are.
I am 37, and my name is Kathy.
Kathy. Are you a smoker, Kathy?
Huh?
Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay. Who's the celebrity? Oh, excuse me just a second. Oh, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
If you keep doing that, milk's going to come out, Mike.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Kathy?
Kathy.
You can check me out on BJ Shea's website. I just under Miracle Kindness for him.
That's another radio show. Yeah. Boo! Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
He broke his heart.
Goodbye, baby doll.
Yes, but he got to touch himself.
Goodbye. Goodbye, baby doll, BJ.
Not a Mike show.
Oh, hey.
I just want to say, I'm listening on the computer in Tampa. And you guys, you just suck.
All right, then. Goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye. Hello.
Cello.
I'm on my computer. I wanted to know if I could go by and play some shooting ladders with you guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joe, I got your hate call right here, buddy. Put me through to Don and Mike.
You're not getting through, dude.
I got your hate call right here, Joe.
You're not getting through, dude. There ain't a chance.
Why? You scared?
No, I just...
Don't make scared of me?
I don't like you.
Because they know I talk over them.
I don't like you. They're not scared of you, and I'm not scared either. You're just not getting through, dude. You're scared
of
chance.
You're a punk, Joe. You're a punk.
Eat me.
Pull me through.
Kiss my ass.
Pull me through, Joe.
And there's not a chance you're getting through, dude.
Dude, you're so weak. You have nothing to say to me.
You're weak.
Let me shoot a Don.
That was a double pumper.
I didn't know he was
there. The guy said he was going to rip out Joe's eyeballs and skull at him.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
You know, I haven't done that since Jimmy the Intern did.
I didn't have time to come in with my Ouchie the Clown horn. hey, dummy, you're on the air.
You want to fight?
Well, now we got to wait for the delay to build back.
I had no idea that he'd react that violently.
It was a flurry of activity.
I'll rip off your head and skull F you.
Wait a second.
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
J-H-C.
Man, I don't understand that. I'm normally quite the peacemaker.
J-F-C. Wow. Jesus Christ.
What are you doing on that beverage, Don?
Where's the delay?
It's coming.
God damn.
You want a refill on your drink, Don?
That must have been a five puncher.
Hey, Don, I'm talking to you, man.
Oh, hi, Joe.
You want a refill on your beverage?
Joe, I'm fine. Hey, are you still there, dummy?
Damn right I'm here. Where do you think I'm going?
Hey, dumbass, it was us, stupid.
Who cares? I don't care who it was.
I care.
It's you, or it's Buzz, or it's Rob A. It don't make a damn difference to me, son. I'll come up there, and I'll whoop all your asses.
Yeah, come on up here. You know where we are.
You're damn right I do. I work right down the street from you.
Well, stop by.
Stop by.
All my shoes and all my glasses in case I need them.
Stop by.
Stop by, big man.
Yeah. You've got all that wrestling talk down real good. Come on down.
You like that? You know why? Because I'm a former Marine, son, and I will come down there and bring the terror upon you and your crew.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Better hang it up. Buddy, you keep your mouth out of it, son. Nobody else is in the conversation.
Goodbye.
He is scary.
Is that all you guys can bring to me is goodbye.
Well, my underpants, my underpants are yellow and brown. How about you, Buzz?
I'm shaking.
Damn.
So why did you hate
goodbye?
Oh, that's a great comeback, gentlemen.
Mommy.
Goodbye.
Yikes.
You
mommy.
Go to hell in the hate club.
Mommy.
Somebody
hey,
help us.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second.
Well, at least he wasn't using profanity.
No.
Hey, my friend. Hey, listen, it's Don. I'm not on the air now. Okay? If you really want to fight, come on down. I'll kick your ass. I mean, not on the air. You're not on the air. Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Say that.
What's that?
Say what you just said to me.
What's going on? What's the deal?
What I just said to you?
Yeah.
And I'll choke you with the sole of my boot while you're laying.
I said, I love your show. I'm just kidding you.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah.
He wasn't sincere.
And a real good bit, too.
I didn't know.
Did you think he was being real?
Well, I thought he was dumb enough to think that WWE stuff was real.
Yeah.
Bye!
Goodbye! Goodbye. Okay. You know, this is all we're going to get now, right, Charlie? Just guys wanting to call to do this. Like this guy from Philly. What is this? I don't really want your hate calls.
The Young Guns.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, we're going to be at WYSP very soon. Find out the day that we're there.
Nah,
come on down.
Don. Yeah, Don, you know what?
We'll meet you at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to kick your ass. Don, I'm going to kick your ass. But let me tell you something. Let me give you the real truth from Philly. You guys are filler. That's all you've been. I've been tortured your goddamn
filler.
Radio.
That's what your mom was. Was filler.
You know,
between my penis and her inner wall.
You know what? If you're that desperate to do that, I'll give it to you with the crooked neck and the goddamn mattress. I'll give it to you. But you know what?
Your mom?
Bastard. You know what? Yeah, you fat bastard.
Your mom had a crooked neck.
I didn't do that. The only thing mildly funny about
your mom had a crooked neck. Why was your mom's neck crooked?
I must once again ask, though.
Why was your mom's neck crooked?
Hold on. Let me ask. If this is a true hate call,
he's yellow.
Why are you listening?
No, you know, you get those little factoids that come through.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something about a deformed neck.
Yes. I don't know. Why do they listen?
You got stuck on your FP. Her head was just hanging over the mattress.
We got a break.
That was Charlie Broyhill, ladies and gentlemen.
We know people hate us, but really only the real haters come. All you other pretenders, just stay at home.
Well, now, you know, who knows? It's going to be impossible to decipher.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
The Don and Mike Show.
Did anyone ever tell you you were a moron?
Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we just did that segment. Maybe I'm getting too old for this job.
Oh, no.
But I'm so past arguing with douchebags. Listen, we're here. We've had the job for almost 20 years. We're kicking ass. If you don't like the show, stick your thumb up your ass.
But people love the hate.
They do, but I only like it if it's genuine.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
Amen.
I know. That's your
real hate. Something Rob has been espousing for years.
That was a whole byproduct of affiliate roulette.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
So we'll just let it go for another day because, you know, I mean, I'm just not into coming in and having 18-year-old guy cleaning the stains out of their underpants,
right,
calling me up and telling me our show sucks.
You don't need
okay?
that.
Enough said. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say, your show really sucks.
No, this is...
I listen to Goldie and Kim.
Huh.
And Charlie Warren. And E. Gordon Liddy. Your show, you don't have any good shows. You're bad.
No, see,
you're dumb.
My point is...
You're really dumb.
With all these people who call...
You really suck. You suck.
They all claim the show sucks.
You suck bad.
But they all listen and it's...
You suck bad.
I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
You're an old man. You suck.
Charlie?
Oh.
Don?
Hey, Charlie.
You're not funny like JP of the Sports Junkies.
Charlie, stop.
No, it's me, Don.
I know. Stop using your girl voice.
I just wanted to call because I thought you wanted hate calls, Don.
No, Charlie.
Joe told me to call.
No.
Mr. Joe told me to call.
Joe.
I love Joe.
I know you do.
Joe's my best friend. He is, Don.
I know he is, Charlie.
Are you being nice to Joe?
I try to be nice to Joe.
Don't tell me you gave him a gift certificate and we're going out to dinner together.
I did. I did recently spiff Joe for his little bit that he did on the show. Now,
yeah, and Joe's letting me clean his gutters tomorrow. No, Don, I love the show. I love it. I love the show all the time.
I really do.
Okay. Hi, Don.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Hi. Charlie.
Charlie tries to hate Charlie.
Charlie was calling.
Charlie was calling, trying to do a hate call.
Lay some hate on us.
You know, we like them genuine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing great.
Two things for you. First of all, congratulations on your recent commercial break.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Thank you.
I was actually calling to, no hate at all, much love for the show, but I wanted to tell Rob I caught the show, it wasn't this weekend, last weekend, his little super terrific happy show, and laughed my ass off. The show was terrific.
Now, Rob does a very good job. Yeah. He's on with these crooked car dealers.
These shysters.
On Saturday morning, these guys.
These are hucksters. These are carnies.
What they're doing is they're running some illegal body shop with hot cars.
Right. You want to talk about odometer rollback.
And, you know, they've got, you know, Mr. All-American Rosy Cheeks. Come in and, you know, buy a car. And sure, you get out of the parking lot, there's a body in the trunk.
I mean, they throw the kid a free bagel once in a while, and he sells their cars for 2 hours.
No, Rob does a
I love that show, especially when Morgan calls.
A great job on his infomercial. And we all love goof calling his show.
Yeah,
we all do.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think I called one time. It was your wife, Buzz.
Really? Good job.
I called as Marcia. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I use my regular voice, though.
Yeah, they didn't buy it, though.
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hi. I love you guys.
Oh, really?
And you know what?
What?
The real reason why... Hi, Buzzy.
Hi.
Hi. The real reason I called was I wanted to see if Michael was doing anything on Valentine's Day, because I would like to go out with him.
Michael, are you doing anything on Valentine's Day?
I'm not aware that Michael's doing anything, but I know Mike has plans.
Oh, excuse me, Mike.
Goodbye, whore. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
You could have been so promising.
Hello.
Das macht den Theo mit einem Finger.
That's an oldie but good.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Hey, I got a limerick for that guy who wanted some stuff about Black History. I'm sure Rob A. would love it.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll let you go until I have to cut this off.
Okay. Let's all raise our glasses, give praise to the masses who celebrate Dr. King's birth. What a glorious day to be off with pay.
Yeah. Thank you. Call Doug Tracht, please.
Yeah, really.
Call the Grease Man with that.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is David from Virginia Beach. I'm
hold on.
You
give me just a second. I gotta call back to the back room. Hi, Tootie Bar here.
What up?
Where's Stinky Poon?
Oh, here. Hold on.
That was your work?
What?
That last guy, that Black History Month poem?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. I want my $100 back.
Sorry.
Did he run that by you?
No, it was on the screen, and I thought it was like going to be something wacky and terrible. I had no idea that it was going to be wacky and terrible.
Well, neither did I.
Well, Joe, I want my money back. I gave him $100 a couple of days ago. Remember when he went out and did that thing on the street for us?
Oh, good.
All right, give me $20 back.
I don't have it.
All right, we'll bring it tomorrow.
Spend it over.
I won't have it tomorrow either. I got a parking ticket today.
All right,
oh, dear.
All right, use your head.
Sorry.
All right, bye. You damn dummy. I thought it was going to be a funny call.
Well, obviously not the case, but you directed the caller in the right direction.
Hello.
And he's back on the air now.
Don and Mike Show.
Is he? Is he back on the air now?
Doug Tracht, yes. Yeah. Worst affiliate list in the world.
There you go.
Worse than ours.
Wow.
Hello. You're on the air.
I heard breathing. I distinctly heard breathing. Hello.
Buddy?
What? What's going on? Go, speak. You're on the air.
And then I just heard the laugh.
Are you there?
Come, Dunny. Come, Dunt. Hello? No, she's gone.
I heard a little rustle. I heard a little movement.
Strange.
Let's just leave this phone up for a second.
Hello?
Yeah. She just dropped the S-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not hear us?
Robbie, are we set correctly?
The only thing that could be different, but she can still hear you.
Hello? Yes. Hold on, let me take this off the air. Just a second.
Yeah. I'll put this.
Hello?
It's been an interesting bit of time.
What's the problem, honey?
Sure has.
God damn it, honey.
We've been trying to talk to you on the air for the last 30 seconds, and all we hear is you saying, and then you say the S-bomb. The poop word, yes. Lexi, hi, I'm going to try to put you on the air. Now try to say hello when we put you on the air.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ. Hello.
Hi.
What's now, the problem, Lexi?
Nothing's different now.
Bridge.
What?
I was crossing the bridge. I apologize.
Well, are you chewing gum while you were doing that?
Okay, Lexi.
No, the signal went bad.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I just want to say hi. I haven't talked to you guys, and I haven't been really good.
All right, hi.
Okay. Hi. Best call of the day.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lexi.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ.
I like me.
Why,
I'm losing you again.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, you are indeed.
That's unfortunate.
Goodbye, Lexi. Lexi?
She's gone. She lost the signal.
Gone. Okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz.
Nice to know she had a signal when she called in and said, S.
Hello.
That worked.
Buzz, hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What's your lead story today?
Today, Michael Jackson talks about sleeping with children.
Oh, well, stay tuned. Thank God you're here with the news. Just in time, Buzz.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, S. S.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
I put the call into my Earth brother, brother Jimmy.
Right.
Maybe he'll be on tomorrow. I got his answering machine today. Plus tomorrow, only if he's good and gay, Craig Wilson.
The gayer, the better.
I do know tomorrow that we'll have at least three lovely gals coming in to audition to be our senior bachelorette.
Our shapely senior bachelorette.
For Valentine's Day, time now for Buzz and his new show. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer healthy stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-ME-MAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike. Michael Jackson says he sleeps with children. Quoting him, I have slept in a bed with many children. When you say bed, you're thinking sexual. It's not sexual. We're going to sleep. I tuck them in. It's very charming. It's very sweet. End quote.
If I am his management, if I'm his representation, I sit him down and I say, shut up, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is really. And isn't there this huge documentary coming out this Thursday?
This week, that's right.
ABC got this thing from the BBC. and then if he wants to do anything, I go, ah. And then he says, but wait, wait. I go, shut up, shut up. I just, no chance.
Right.
Just no matter what he does.
Absolutely.
Well, sleeping with children is the subject that almost shut down the two-hour interview that airs tomorrow night on ABC. That documentary did premiere last night in England. Jackson says he paid off the parents who sued him for allegedly sexually abusing their son to avoid, quote, a long, drawn-out thing on TV like O.J.,
yeah, right. That would be a no on the polygraph.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Shut up. Jackson also says.
Shut up. Yes. Shut up.
Jackson also says he's never had his face reshaped with plastic surgery.
Oh, you know. Come on.
He says he's had two minor procedures on his nose because, quoting again, it helped me breathe better so I can hit higher notes.
Oh, God.
Jackson has three children of his own now. Prince Michael 1, who's 5 years old. Prince Michael 2, the 11-month-old who got dangled out a window, nicknamed Blanket.
Where does the line between stupid and crazy? That's what I want to know.
You're looking at it.
Yeah, he is the line.
I'm stupid.
But I'm crazy.
Michael also has a 4-year-old daughter named Paris.
Stupid and crazy show.
Paris and Prince Michael 1 were born during Jackson's marriage to Debbie Rowe, the nurse for his plastic surgeon. Prince Michael, too, is a test tube baby. Quoting Michael, I used a surrogate mother and my own sperm cells. She doesn't know me, and I don't know her.
But imagine that.
Later in the interview, Michael says,
I'll drink to that.
He'd been in a relationship with number two's mother when his second son was conceived. He says the children have no contact with their mothers. He says Debbie would prefer the kids were with him, not her. Wacko Jacko also again defends the dangling of Prince Michael 2 out of fourth-story window.
Again, if I misrepresentation, no. I just make it.
Yeah, he apologized at first for making what he called at the time a terrible mistake, but now he says the news coverage and the controversy surrounding the incident were stupid. By the way, the Jackson interview was moved from Friday to Thursday, so it can now fill the hole left by the further postponement of a Mandy Patinkin movie about a plane crash.
Shut up!
The movie, NTSB, The Crash of Flight 323, was pulled this time because of the shuttle disaster. It was also supposed to have aired in September 2001, but the 9/11 attacks kept it off the air back then.
Do you think any of this is just because Mandy Patinkin is just such a friggin' tool?
That's why he keeps getting moved.
But what a singer, Don.
Yeah.
Rob was just doing his Mandy Patinkin.
Rob.
Eerily similar. If you look closely at the budget proposal from President Bush, you might come away thinking there are space aliens out there.
Yeah.
Bush. Yes, sir.
In the budget document released Monday, there's a brief passage titled, Where Are the Real Space Aliens?
Yeah, there's tons of them.
The passage
Where says, are they, Mr. Bush?
They're all over. Just look up in the sky right next to the stars. The passage, I swear to God, I've seen them, things crawl all over space. It's like bugs. I've seen when I lay down on my lawn down in Crawford, Texas. I've seen them in Texas. I've seen them in Georgia.
How do you spell alien?
Alien. A L E E E N. A L E E N.
Perfect.
And then that would be three E's. A L E E A N. Alien.
How's Tom Gaffin doing?
He's all right. He's good people. I like him. Just don't call him a tart.
This passage, Where Are the Real Space Aliens, says several important scientific discoveries in the past decade indicate that habitable worlds in outer space may be much more prevalent than once thought.
Space creatures.
Those discoveries include evidence of large, past and present bodies of water on Mars and Jupiter. Yep. Water, of course, the key ingredient of life as we know it. And astronomers are also finding planets outside our solar system, including about 90 stars.
Find cigars tied with television, tied with sex, to be the main ingredient of life.
Well, for you, yes.
Above water.
Yes. In space.
Where'd you get that jacket?
Water.
I like that jacket.
From the network.
Quoting the budget document, perhaps the notion that there's something out there is closer to reality than we've imagined.
Aliens and Stu Mahan.
American rock widow.
That guy's a fag!
American rock widow Courtney Love has been arrested in London after a disturbance on the flight from Los Angeles.
Is that your own American rock widow?
I came up with
That's
that.
That's new, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Thank you.
There she is.
The 38-year-old who fronts for the band Hole is accused of verbally abusing the cabin crews on the flight. The captain radioed ahead to Heathrow to notify the authorities who took her away in a van.
B.O.B., bitch on board.
Amen.
Quoting him, she was acting in a disruptive manner. We won't tolerate disruptive behavior, and the matter is now in the hands of the police.
Miss Love, how dare you belch like that?
Police say it appears the airline has a case. A witness says there was a lot of yelling on the plane. The witness also says Courtney, quote, looked out of it as she was led across the tarmac. I guess that's rock and roll. And I saw a video today of Courtney Love being across the tarmac, and she did, in fact, look out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your update on legendary record producer Phil Spector, arrested yesterday at his California mansion. He's now officially been charged with first-degree murder, and he's hired O.J. lawyer Robert Shapiro. He's also out on $1 million bail.
Hi, this is Robert Shapiro.
There we find that Mr. Spector is not guilty.
Not guilty?
I don't think
he gave us Be My Little Baby, mm-hmm. also Darling Love, mm-hmm. and The Wall of Sound.
Yes. The only way that Mr. Spector is guilty is uh-huh. if it's a crime in America to create the Wall of Sound.
And now a brief statement from Mr. Spector.
Okay.
Phil. I'm Robert Shapiro. And so is he.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
Thank you.
The woman shot to death has now been identified. She's 40-year-old Lana Clarkson, a B-movie actress. She played the hot wife of the science teacher.
Yeah, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly.
Really?
Yep.
And hold on, Mike. Get ready for a... Bob, Robbie, can you give me fake reverb?
I got a couple more.
Can you get me? Get ready for a... Bombshell.
Hold on.
There you go. A bombshell, Brother Michael.
What is the bombshell?
Buzz will tell you now, Brother Michael.
I'll tell you right now. G. Gordon Liddy played her boss on TNN's 18 Wheels of Justice.
I believe that would make him a suspect, Brother Michael.
What about an accessory?
Was there Viagra found nearby?
The least haven't said.
Tupperware, where I can urinate while Chris Matthews from Hardball does an interview with me. See? The lovely Diana will be glad to take your calls. Join me on a cruise on the SS Bean Dog.
The Ghost of Liddy. She was also briefly in Scarface with Al Pacino. Mostly she made Xena-type movies, including Amazon Women on the Moon. In fact, that needs echo. Amazon Women on the Moon.
Yeah, see?
The police got calls from neighbors saying they had heard three or four shots from inside the mansion. 62-year-old lives about 15 miles north of L.A.
Huntresses.
Yes.
Got a break, guys.
All right.
We will be right. Oh, yeah, you got to turn up, Robbie.
Please.
I should be on it at all times.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
Get it? Tomorrow on the show, at least three gals are coming down to audition for our senior bachelorette.
What? Right.
Which we do it on Valentine's Day. And you know, the day before Valentine's Day, next Thursday, we're going to bring back the backwards newlywed game.
Good.
When we give away money to couples that are separated and getting divorced.
The employee's not eligible.
$1,000 for the backwards newlywed game. $1,500 given away for senior bachelorette, and all of it courtesy of Veromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Veromax. Veromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Veromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, dude. And back to you, Buzz.
Thanks, Don and Mike. At least four freelance photographers managed to sneak into the wedding of Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
They're not married yet?
No, they were married some time ago, actually, but...
A million years ago.
But just this case that I'm about to tell you about has just come to court.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I'm setting it up by telling you that there were at least four freelance photographers who sneaked in.
She's a statue.
Now, some of those...
He's got the same thing going as I do.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Some of those unauthorized pictures from the wedding turned up in a British magazine called Hello and its Spanish language counterpart, Hola. In their lawsuit, the May-December acting couple say they were deeply distressed by what they call the stolen photographs. The magazine says it had a right to print the pictures since it bought them on the open market. The case went to trial in England yesterday, and it's expected to last 3 weeks.
Speaking of the va-va-va, I'll give you a brief va-va update.
Sure.
I called home during the commercial set about an hour ago to get a phone number, and my son answered.
Okay.
I said, go down to my office and give me this phone number. He gave me the phone number, and I said, where's mom? And he said, she's out test driving cars. Ain't over till it's over.
Safe home, Oliver.
With the Joe Millionaire Show just about over, Evan Marriott is pondering his future.
Effing ponderous.
Yes, it is.
Ponderous, effing ponderous.
Just ponder me.
Evan says he's not expecting to get a part in a TV show, but he says he'd take it if it was offered to him.
You'll play a good retard.
Quoting him, I'd be stupid not to.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm challenged.
He says he was at a crossroads anyway when the Joe Millionaire producers chose him. Quoting again, I was entertaining.
At a real crossroads. Do I eat the booger or not?
French fries. Not French fries. I'm at a crossroads.
Quoting him again. I was entertaining the thought of becoming a personal trainer.
I'm cross-eyed.
I was entertaining the thought of maybe starting my own construction business again.
The inside of my butt itches.
That's a crossroad.
Scratch it.
Or do I just leave it alone and let it kind of rub itself out? What a crossroad.
With just two women left, the show's plot line now revolves around the guilt he supposedly felt.
Oh, my Peter.
Quoting him again, because I thought as you become closer to the people you're interacting with, the people being the girls, you want them to know the truth. He had to explain to us that the girls are the people.
I got a rocket widget.
I didn't know whether to scratch or not.
Or let itself rub out.
Crossroads.
It smells.
No, crossroads.
Crossroad. And I'm cross-eyed.
Hey, look. A bulldozer, Zora.
Jesus.
Sarah.
That looks good, doesn't it? Oh, I used to ride those for fun. Oop, oop, oop,
oop, oop. Did you buy that breast impair? Oh, I mean dress.
Can I eat your food? Duh.
He's an idiot. Some Hispanic groups are upset about the new NBC drama Kingpin. They're concerned the show will reinforce stereotypes and prejudices.
Listen, no need to worry. I watched the show Sunday.
Yes?
It'll be on about two more weeks.
No, okay. Well, anyway, in the meantime...
I'm going to go pet my tiger. The show, it's
about a drug cartel run by a Mexican family.
It's a Mexican Sopranos,
yes.
With nothing, with none of the real texture,
yes,
that the Sopranos brings.
But there's one that was recommended to us that I saw another promo for. It's on Fox. What? It's the one with is it not Yasmin Bleeth, but the other
Fastlane.
Yes,
Broyle watches Friday that night. All the time.
I believe I'm going to log sometime. That's Friday night, right?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Okay, I'm out.
You can TiVo it.
Yeah, you're
single,
right.
Single, successful guy.
You and your food are going on an adventure.
Some Hispanic groups say they're very disappointed in NBC for opening the door to more negative feelings toward Latinos. Another is...
Yeah, very disappointed, Buzz.
Yeah, they're opening the door on negative feelings toward Latinos.
Exactly.
Hey, that peacock. We have been chasing that peacock forever.
Un hombre, la mujer.
I started my Spanish class today.
Good job. You go to, is it a class you go to? Or
no,
you,
no. I bought my Spanish computer like course.
Ah.
And I do it. And it's great because you click on pictures and the guy tells you, you know, you have four choices.
Uh-huh.
And you click on it. You just go over and over it again. It's un hombre.
Is it
la mujer?
Specialized for you, like?
It's special ed. Oh, and I have a French CD now. All right, thank you, Joe.
I came from Joe. Joe, did you use
that's
that?
That's mine.
That's Joe.
Joe's. Still need that.
Joe is trying to learn how to speak French.
You're learning French?
Yeah, for the Joe Millionaire thing.
Joe.
But is this the same one in Spanish that you got?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, okay. Yep. It says picture.
Joe, have you learned any French yet for your Joe Ardinger Millionaire segment?
Merci beaucoup.
Hey, way to go.
Anything besides that?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Others expect more from a kid named Joe.
There he is.
Thank you very much,
Joe.
Another Hispanic
Joe
group
Mayor
calls the show, the Kingpin show, cliche, but it says it's too early to judge after just one episode, and the group says it's pleased to see Hispanic actors working in a primetime TV show. So there's that.
Yeah, very happy.
The show will also air on NBC's Telemundo channel.
Telemundo, bueno.
Sabato gigante.
Gigante.
Tune in, Vision. Things continue to get uglier between ABC and prolific producer David E. Kelly. He's already steamed. They moved his hit show, The Practice, from its number one rated spot on Sunday nights to Monday opposite Joe Millionaire and Everybody Loves Raymond. He's even more upset after watching the show that replaced his on Sunday. Dragnet faded to black, followed by the words executive producer Dick Wolf. Well, Kelly says ABC told him for years it has a policy against giving additional producer credits at the end of its shows.
Jeez, Dick!
NBC's been letting Dick Wolf do this for years.
Dick Wolf.
Now Kelly is demanding ABC do that for him.
Dick Wolf.
It's a Dick Wolf.
In sports, Michigan native Steve Mariucci is going home as the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Mariucci was fired less than 3 weeks ago by the San Francisco 49ers. He replaces Marty Morningweg, who was fired last week.
Hey, Steve, you see what this is? This is your career. This is your career with the Detroit Lions.
Think so?
No, so.
Not a chance.
Wow. No, so.
Oh, okay, it's interesting.
Too bad.
And finally,
he's just dreamy.
He's
Gruden without the edge. Really?
We've talked about a lot of kinky things on this show, but here's one I think we've missed until now. In Houma, Louisiana, police have arrested 20...
Houma, Louisiana?
No, Houma. H-O-U-M-A. Houma, Louisiana.
Home of my mama.
Police there have arrested 22-year-old Kenneth Patrick Porch Jr. for collecting the urine of women he didn't know. He allegedly gets...
And that's wrong because...
Well, it's actually a felony. He allegedly did this at a Dillard's department store. Police say... He disabled the flushing mechanism on a toilet in the ladies' room.
Jesus.
He then supposedly lined the bowls with plastic wrap to catch his prize.
You get the best urine at Dillard's.
And perched himself at the neighboring stall. Police say when they found him, he was in possession of several Ziploc bags filled with urine. Each bag was labeled with words and phrases like, old woman.
Oh, God.
He was forcibly apprehended after a 40-minute standoff with police. He could get 5 years for this. Police say he told them he'd never discussed this fetish with his girlfriend, thinking she might find it disgusting.
Really?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, everybody. Players, player haters. See you tomorrow, same time. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And, yeah, right.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.